If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
You know what I have to say to that? I thought I was going to fart.
Part of the All-Madden team, you know, maybe should be this Jeff Skinner there.
Well, except he couldn't get through that manhole.
Well, yeah, because he had, you ever see his legs? I mean, he has the biggest legs, and they go all the way down.
In fact, most legs go all the way down.
No, but I mean, the bigness goes all the way down. He has the biggest cankles in the world. You see that area between your calf and your ankle?
Your cankles?
That's called cankle. And he has the biggest cankles in the world. No one has bigger cankles, I guarantee you, in the whole world than Jeff Skinner. And that's where you get your power. I mean, when you push off, you push off with your ankle.
We got a new one for the book. This guy's got a 38 cankle.
What the f*** are you thinking?
I gotta tell you, a little of that guy goes a long way.
What?
And now,
Kevin, Bean,
our feature presentation.
Yeah, that's Carolina barbecue, pulled pork. Yeah, that's a good way to have pork. I'll tell you that, pulled pork and coleslaw, poof.
Better than pork chops.
They put it in the smoker first. It looked like it. They kind of smoked it, then they grilled it, and then they cut it.
Why is a pork chop sort of dry, but pulled pork is moist?
I think because they put it in the they put it in the smoker. I mean, it's a slow cooking thing. They don't. I think they cook a pork chop. What the heck do I know? I think they cook a pork chop faster, and I think they slow cook pulled pork.
Thank you, Julia Child.
I love him.
Is finally that what I'm missing on the weekends?
He finally admits, what the heck do I know? It's about time. We've all been saying that for years, and now Madden realizes it too.
But what's funny is he'll go on for a minute explaining it until then finally he says, yes. What the heck do I know?
I had no idea you guys are actually watching a cooking show.
Yeah. We didn't either. But you never know what you're going to get with Madden.
Speaking of football, by the way, let's hear it for Lisa May, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Lisa May. I thought she was crazy when we were filling out the sheet for the office pool on Friday, and Lisa May is like, I'm telling you guys, Peyton Manning's never played Texas Stadium before. Look out for turnovers. I'm telling you, the Cowboys are going to stun you.
Wow, I didn't hear that.
It was just a gut feeling.
Oh.
Lisa, the only one on the staff who really felt confident about that, was willing to put her money where her mouth is, and she predicted Dallas over Indianapolis over the weekend. Very impressive, Lisa.
Sometimes you got to go with your gut, you guys.
What are the chances of that BS?
I don't know why she loves Tony Romo so much, but she apparently does. So.
She's done the research, Bean. That's why. She followed him through college. And
even Psycho Mike didn't think his Cowboys were going to win. And Lisa had that one pegged.
Dude, even Bill Parcells didn't think they were going to win, for God's sakes.
I know.
He should have called me.
Come on.
Lisa knew. What's up with that? Why is Parcells never, why is he never happy ever, Mike? What's the deal with this dude?
That was my next point. I thought it was bad with Phil Jackson. You know, a guy never really showing emotion.
Yeah.
Either way. Bill Parcells' face never changes. His countenance when his team is giving the game away and has turnovers and Terrell Owens is yelling his face, same countenance as when he just won, you know, maybe the biggest game of the season. It's unbelievable.
I saw the press conference after the game, and granted, Romo threw one interception, but he had a great game, right? We can all agree on that. He was like 19 for, I don't know, 23 or something like that. I mean, he really looked good, right? Parcells was like, he was okay, I guess. He was pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we could work on. He could be better. I mean, how about give the guy 1 second of, hey, way to beat the Colts?
Nope.
How about 1 second of that?
You could just do that just in the post game, and then the next day you can rail on him as much as you want. But
yeah, the next game you pull out the film and you go, okay, here's where we could have improved. But how about just a second of, hey, good job, guys?
Stand, you know, he missed
man boobs.
He missed four. Yeah, how about a bra? Is what Romo should say back.
Exactly.
Bill Parcells does have the sagging man boobs that I think he just now tucks them into his pants.
Yeah, he keeps piling more and more layers on, hoping no one will notice. But you can't miss.
It had to be 140 degrees in Irving, Texas, yesterday, and he had like a parka on.
Yeah, he did. He had like the shirt and then the sweater and then the jacket. It was hilarious.
Well, good times right there.
Good times indeed.
Hey,
well,
my Cardinals kicked ass over a really, really,
really,
really, really bad team.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's exciting.
Yeah, they were, it was like the battle of the really terrible football team. I think we were 1-8. I think they were 2-7 or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So Matt Leinart's first win, right?
Yeah, Matt Leinart is playing great. He could use some help. He's playing great, I think.
Well, that's he should have thought about that before he went to Arizona.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the problem, man. When you get out of college, the worst teams get to pick you.
Yep.
And then you're stuck. Look at the Reggie Bush over in New Orleans. Hey, they blow. Oh, wait, they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, exactly.
How was everybody's weekend? Lisa? No, you went to a play. Never mind. B?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't
go
to
a play. I didn't go to a movie.
Well, what? Why not?
You know, I have some friends coming to stay the night at my house. Nobody ever stays the night at my house.
Oh.
Yes.
They're going to a Barbra Streisand concert.
Oh.
Is there sorority friends of yours from
Kenny
college,
and
I hope?
Davey.
Kenny and Davey are going,
oh my God.
Are going to Barbra Streisand.
These are your gay Texas friends,
yes,
are they?
Yes, they're my gay Texas friends.
Oh,
so
Lisa.
They live in this beautiful place in Texas. And
why
they
do we ask Lisa about her weekend? Why do we even bring it up?
So
know.
Here's what I had to do.
Oh.
I have to sleep in the back bedroom. They're going to get my bedroom.
Why?
Because the in the other room, it's a full bed. It's very small. It would be difficult for them. So I'm giving them my bedroom. So I haven't opened the door to that bedroom in 5 years. That was like Cliff's
room. You mean the
room.
Back bedroom where you... Okay.
That was Cliff's office, my ex-husband. So I don't need... I throw in extra rolls of toilet paper and I shut the door. I don't want to know what's in there.
What do you mean you throw in toilet paper? Just in case somebody in there needs to wipe?
It's a storage room.
Oh,
it's a storage
okay. I got you.
For
okay.
just extra crap. So I had to go in and spend the entire weekend trying to make it livable. And it...
See, that's the difference between you and I.
Yeah.
I'd say, guys, good luck in there. See if you can move some stuff and make some room.
They had an apartment for me in Austin that I stayed in. It was like my own suite. I mean, it was beautiful. I had to do my best.
No.
So there's cans. There were cans of Coke that were in a bag on the floor that apparently have leached over the last 4 years and oozed into the carpet.
Nice.
I don't know how that happens, but I pulled it up and the bag stuck to it and there's this huge stain in the middle of the room.
Lisa, it's this is not sexy. Don't ever talk to us about your place
well,
in these
Well, you wanted
terms.
To know my weekend. But that was my weekend.
How did you allow that room to be filled with mold and animals?
I just didn't want to go near it. That was Cliff's room.
And that took
you know?
Yeah, no kidding. And that is just black light, first thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And that took you, it took you all weekend.
Pretty
you couldn't
much.
Even carve out time to go see a movie.
Yeah.
How about that?
I know. It was bad. But after Thanksgiving, that all I'm doing is going to movies.
Okay.
That's my whole rest of the weekend.
Good luck with that. I hope that works
It'll
out
It'll be great.
For you. And I hope Timmy and Bobby work out for you, too. What are their names?
Kenny and Davey.
Kenny and Davey. Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Being a normal weekend for you?
Yeah, pretty much. So I get nervous this time of year because it's deer hunting season on the island. This is how different my life is than yours.
Yeah.
I've got to be very careful, make sure my dog wear, you know, protective highway vests so they don't accidentally get shot if they happen to be out. But Saturday and Sunday morning, woke up to the sound of buckshot.
Nice.
Jeez.
Nice.
It's that time of year. It's like, I don't know, like that the time of year. They hunt deer on the island. I guess they have to.
That you move to a place where they hunt.
I know.
They hunt deer in front of your house. It is kind of weird.
Kill animals in front of you.
I would stand out there with an AK and just go, don't come near my house, mother effers.
No kidding.
But at least you had the Seahawks victory, and that's good news, right? You watched the football game, and the Seattle Seahawks did well.
I watched every minute of it, and they deserve to lose. It was, again, a turnover situation.
Right.
It was a very sad little game.
They lost,
very sad. I mean, seriously, Mike's happy. You're happy. Ralph, of course, the Eagles couldn't have been any better yesterday. They just obliterated Tennessee, and Donovan McNabb has never been healthier than he is right now.
Yeah, lost and out for the season, by the way, Lisa.
God.
Lisa, his superstar quarterback,
out for the season.
So at least he's going to be in a good mood.
Oh, we should just send him home.
You know what I was thinking, though, when I saw that? I, you know, taking for granted that he can come back as strong as he was before after rehabilitation.
Right.
I thought, well, you know what? This season's kind of a wash for them anyway. He might as well take a little time off and come back healthy and not risk anything else.
Had they won yesterday, I don't think it would have been a wash.
Really?
I think they're still in it. I mean, they're in a tough, tough, tough division, but they are still in it. If they're you know, if things go their way, they could... You know, still make it.
Yeah,
I guess. I'd hate to give up on the season if you got a chance. So, anyway, so that was about it.
How about that? All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. It is the 20th of Blovember. Oh man, I was hoping to hear more.
It seemed to end strangely, didn't it? Wasn't there one more?
Well, there's a lot
Are
more.
You cheating
there's
us
a lot
speed?
More. Yeah,
there's a lot
she
more.
She was. She was dabbing her mouth with a towel, so she's fine.
Oh, God. This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to talk about Muslim porn. That's good times.
Sure.
Fantastic.
We are going to talk to Harvey Levin about some story with Michael Jackson and his gorilla or his monkey. bubbles, and an enema. I'm not sure what the story is, but we're going to talk to him about that today.
Sounds bad.
Mike, Psycho Mike has the iPod police. He goes around with a tape recorder and finds people that are listening to iPods, and, he asks them what they're listening to and gives them the appropriate response.
That's a real service he provides, because don't you always wonder what somebody's listening to when you see someone on an iPod? I do,
and I try to sit next to them and glance, you know. Ooh, I got to see what they're doing.
When it comes to the iPod police, God laid a gift egg to me yesterday, which was the Doodah Parade.
Oh, the Doodah Parade. Cool. I forgot.
There was a collection of weirdos with iPods. Oh, man.
That's great.
how is that parade still being put on every year?
What is that? Is that what is that? That's the comedy one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. In Pasadena, that dumb one they do every year.
Fantastic.
No more dumb than other parades.
That's beautiful.
I was minding my own business. I went to go to church in the morning. I'm like, why is there no cars parked on my street? And then I'm like, oh my God, it's the
Doodah Parade. That's beautiful.
Awesome. It was like, gift from God.
So the iPod police made some arrests? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, there were some citations handed out yesterday.
Fantastic. We're also going to talk to a guy who runs a website called ReputationDefender.com, and that is, if you're trying to get a job, and there's an example of a guy on his site that is a dentist. But if people Google his name, the first thing that comes up is pictures of him drinking in college.
Oh, yeah.
And so he went to these people and said, is there any way you can clean this up for me if you're looking for a job? But, you know, they say 1 in 10 don't get a job because the employer checks on the...
Yeah, they're getting smarter about that.
Online.
They're learning how to look you up.
So we got somebody that can clean that up for you.
We all know if you had a drink in college, you're certainly not worth hiring in 2006.
and also, Tyra Banks blows.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Blows.
And you don't mean in a good way.
No, she went undercover as a man, Bean.
Oh.
And you know how good those shows are. we also have tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006 coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. And tomorrow is Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. That's the CD. It comes out tomorrow at all Southern California Best Buys.
Best Buy!
And we're going to tell you about the live show, and we got a couple of people calling in. Papa Roach is calling in.
Oh, good.
And he's going to tell us about his Christmas song, which I think might be one of my favorites on the CD, as well as the lead singer of Snow Patrol calling in.
Excellent.
Sweet. So that's pretty cool. We'll talk about that. We'll play some tracks for you this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
I'm so happy to see Ralph Graham, and I got to tell you, I was afraid for a minute there that he was moving to Las Vegas. It seemed like that was becoming the weekend destination of choice for a lot
Trust
this year.
Me. I would if I could.
That is the weekend. That is the weekend destination of choice.
It's this place, the Playboy Club. I know I talked about last time I was there, but I went back because I loved it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like you're freaking James Bond when you're there. It's like you're in this exclusive place, and they've got the smoking hot Playboy bunnies dealing blackjack to you and serving you cocktails, and they just treat you like a king there. I don't know how, but somehow one of the guys, Jared, who works the floor there, found out it was my birthday. My wife and I are sitting at a table. They sent over a bottle of Dom champagne.
No kidding.
At a table. Here you go. Happy birthday.
Wow.
Come on.
And then they took $2,000 from you as you handed it to the woman.
Actually, I made $2,000.
Is that right?
Look at that.
Nicely done.
My biggest blackjack winnings ever to date.
Did you come home with it?
I did.
Nice.
Wow. Look at you.
It was
the perfect birthday event there at the Palms, if you want to check it out next time you're in Vegas. It's really an amazing
place. Now, Ralph, it's funny because we've joked with Kevin before about he may as well just move to Las Vegas, and he has wisely realized that if he lived there, he would die there.
He
would, in less than a year. Are you the same way? If you lived there, it would be over?
Yeah. I'm dead now, I think.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted, but good times. Went to the fights Friday night, and then... Playboy Club Saturday night and just gambled and drank, and then the Eagles won. So it was a perfect weekend. Yeah, rounded out everything.
It's good.
Eagles,
just let me live in denial for a while.
Don't tell him. 5:52 Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Tyra blows, says Kevin. He's got the audio evidence to prove it just after 6. Right now, here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
Well, it was between James Bond and some Penguins over the weekend, and the Penguins won. Happy feet. $42.3 million in this debut weekend.
Wow.
Damn.
It's a lot of people going to see Dancing Penguins, my friend. I told you, it looked good. The freaking trailers draw you in.
No.
Yes, I want to see some penguins dance.
You would have been the only one there without kids, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing I would have been, too. I didn't get to go this weekend to see Happy Feet, but $42.3 million made it number one at the box office.
Wow.
James Bond just behind the Penguins with $40.6 million made it number two in its debut
Which is
weekend.
Huge, though.
That's huge.
Yeah,
they have to be happy with that.
I mean, the top two movies making, you know, over $80 million together. That's pretty strong.
I'd like to shout out to the really old guy. I was sitting in the second row to see that movie because it was jam-packed. And the really, really old guy that didn't want to sit in the front row was turning around with his back to the screen right in front of me
and looking for seats like this for like the first 5 minutes of the movie.
That's funny.
And finally I said, excuse me, the screen is that way. Huh? And he just looked at me and just
dude, make
for-
better door than window. That's what Kevin said.
Burn. God, I hate old people.
That's the beauty of going to see a movie in Las Vegas, because my wife did the spa thing Saturday morning. So I said, perfect, I'm going to boogie out and see a Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a movie in Vegas, it's like you and two other guys who have lost all their money. It's yeah. like three people. True. And the most packed theater in Vegas is about eight people inside of it.
Because there's gambling.
Exactly. There's so much to do. No one goes to see a movie
That's
in
amazing.
Vegas.
I wish I would have flown there and
but
seen
it. It was great. It was like me and six people. It was awesome. Yeah, so I checked it out this weekend as well. I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I don't have appreciation for the
I'm a huge
series
Bond
like
fan.
You do, but I thought it was great.
And I thought it was pretty good. I thought Craig as Bond acquitted himself pretty well. Overall, and I thought it's long though. It's
it is long.
Two and a half hours.
It definitely needs some editing.
It's a little long for a Bond movie, but I thought it was pretty strong. Borat still in the top 10 at number 3 this weekend, made $14.4 million.
Mike, what'd you think, man? What'd you think of the Borat finals?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah,
oh,
you like it. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when
you didn't go.
Judy,
you didn't go.
Judy
did you?
And Natalie were talking about.
No, that's facts of life.
You didn't go.
That's facts of life.
No,
you didn't go again.
Why didn't you go?
Time out. In my defense.
No time out in your defense.
Every time
with you, it's always
time
out in defense.
It's been 3 weeks now.
But Blake and Jeff were coming to visit
Hold
Lisa.
Hold on.
He
you
come
were,
help me.
You were in Lisa's apartment all weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are
I needed
you,
some heavy lifting.
Why are you bad?
Look, UFC.
Why is
Saturday,
he sweet?
Laker game yesterday, and then I was busy all Saturday, Sunday morning, so I couldn't.
All right, how about this? How about don't come back to work until you've seen it? How about that?
How about this? Just don't come back to work.
Even better.
How about
a
this?
Lot of this, a lot of this has to. I mean, I am bad. I admit, I should have seen this movie, but a lot of this has to do with my wife. I can't.
Okay,
I don't.
You know what? I don't have time for your story about your life and your wife. I'm doing showbiz news now. I'm gonna hear his whole freaking. And then my aunt and my uncle-in-law, and then all right. 10 years ago, when I was in college, I don't have time for your freaking stories.
They don't check you at the door if you go by yourself, Mike. They don't say, sorry, don't have a wife.
Nope.
Can't come in.
It's couples-only policy at this theater. The Santa Claus 3 was number 4. Flushed Away was number 5. Stranger Than Fiction 6. Babel was 7. Saw 3 turned in at number 8. The Departed was 9. And The Queen was number 10 at the box office this weekend. Speaking of James Bond, I'm a big Bond fan, but this guy's just an a-hole.
Who?
23-year-old James Bond fan David Fearn of Walsall, England, has officially changed his name this weekend.
To James Bond.
No, it gets better.
007.
No, better than that.
M.
No, much better than that.
What?
His name? James Dr. No from Russia with Love, Goldfinger, Thunderball, You Only Live Twice, on Her Majesty's Secret Service, Diamonds Are Forever, Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun, The Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, A View to a Kill, The Living Daylights, License to Kill, Golden Eye, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day, Casino Royale, Bond.
Oh, no.
We need to talk to him.
He has the title of every James Bond movie and James and Bond on the book ending. Dude. That is his name.
Sir, I'm sorry. You'll have to sign your legal name for this. Can you imagine?
Well, to hear that at a restaurant.
What does his driver's license look like? It's like a centerfold. It's about 4 pages long, his driver's license.
It folds out.
Yeah. So that's what James.
I love that guy.
David Fearn did this weekend.
Yeah, he's one of your people.
He went the whole way, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Can't call him a quitter. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, something happened to them this week. I didn't quite catch it. There wasn't much coverage, but apparently they were
married.
They were married.
Yes.
That's why CNN had a correspondent stationed outside the castle.
CNN
doing
did.
A live report. CNN. Like he was in Baghdad. This guy was transmitting back to the headquarters in Atlanta, covering a wall of a castle in Rome, basically. Because no one saw anything.
Behind this wall, something's
exactly,
going on.
Exactly. Inside this building. They're not signing a peace accord. They're just two celebrities getting married. CNN.
Coverage has gotten a little bit out of hand. Perhaps.
Look, I'll take it from Entertainment Tonight, Extra,
yeah.
The Insider.
Of course.
That's CNN cutting live to a shot of a guy standing outside a castle. Oh, man. A lot of celebrities were there, as you can imagine. Sure. Richard Gere, Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, Brooke Shields, David and Victoria Beckham, Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony. The Jim Carrey, Jenny McCarthy, J.J. Abrams, Cameron Crowe, Andrea Bocelli sang at the reception.
Sure.
Lovely.
They asked him to sing Ave Maria, but he wouldn't do it.
Why?
Because he didn't want to disrespect the Catholic Church, because he's an Italian Catholic, and they got married in some weird voodoo Scientology ceremony.
Oh, I see.
So he wouldn't
I thought they were
going
to do both. I thought they were going to get married in a
apparently
Catholic
it was
church.
A, well.
And then Scientology the next day.
I don't know if they can, because he's been divorced twice.
Oh, okay.
But, I know that they wanted to do the Ave Maria thing. She did have like sort of a Catholic touch to the kookiness.
Right, maybe a nod to her family that raised her that way.
Yeah, but Bocelli wouldn't do it, so there you go.
It's good for him. Hey, one more thing on that, Ralph, and maybe you know the answer to this. If you don't, we'll check the hammer later when we have Harvey Levin on. But I heard that the Scientology service, not a legal wedding in Italy, and they have to get a civil ceremony or have some other kind of service in order to make it legal.
I did not hear that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
How about that?
Okay. I know the Italians are not fond of Scientology.
Yeah.
The Germans and the Italians don't think much of that religion.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to add the Americans to that list.
The German government, I think, sued them or something.
Yeah, I think they banned them.
Yeah,
tried
to keep them from being recognized as a real religion. So, interesting stuff. And speaking of Extra, one of those tabloid TV shows, they did an interview with Heather Mills McCartney over the weekend.
Oh.
Apparently, part one will be airing tonight, and the rest of it will be airing tomorrow night. And she said that, first and foremost, the only thing she's focused on is her daughter, Beatrice. That's all she cares
about. Wow, that's the first time we've even heard that kid's name since this all started.
Usually she leaves him behind with Paul, otherwise she goes off, you know, hopping around, doing whatever she does. So all of a sudden now she's concerned with Beatrice. That's all she cares about. Mm-hmm. She also says she's not in a relationship with anyone else. It's been rumored she was banging her personal trainer. By the way, easiest job in the world, training a one-legged woman. Yeah, do some leg curls. Okay, you're done. Yeah. Get the showers.
Just hop for a minute.
And she has no plans to ever get married again, which I'm sure is good news to the entire male population of the Earth.
She'll already have all the money she needs to live comfortably the rest of her life. Why bother getting married again?
She also says that she's lost a lot of weight. People were wondering if it's because of the strain of the breakup or whatever, but no, she's become a vegan, she says now, so she's lost a ton of weight because of her new diet. She said she hasn't lost this much weight since I cut her leg off. She's lost a lot of weight that day. She's lost about 32 pounds that day.
32 pounds?
Yeah, it was a big leg.
Nice.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Bo Derek. Remember her from 10 running down the beach with those cornrows? In that movie 10 with Dudley Moore?
I don't remember that movie, but I remember the poster.
Well, you know, the moment with that slow motion where she's running down the beach, just all smoking hot. Burned into my penis, I'll tell you that much. She's 50 years old today. Still looks pretty good, by the way, at 50. She looks pretty strong. Mike D, our pal from the Beastie Boys, is 41 years old today. Nadine Velasquez from My Name is Earl, plays Catalina the Maid.
Yeah.
She looks even good in clay animation. See the episode this week?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Randy gets baked on some bizarre drugs and starts to see everyone in claymation.
I can't wait.
Including Nadine, who's like dusting and dancing and everything, but she's animated.
You know who else didn't see that? Psycho Mike, who's never seen that show once.
You've never seen My Name is Earl?
Not once.
One of the funniest shows on television.
I bet it is.
What do you do with your life? What do you do?
Get out.
Besides walking your little dog, what do you do?
Not once, Ralph.
Anyway, Nadine is 28 years old today. And Richard Dawson, survey says, ding! Host of Family Feud for many years. He's 74 years old today. Survey says, look into a plot. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Bean loves Tyra Banks and has loved her for a long time. Yeah. And then
I was
indifferent to her. I thought she was fine. She seemed to have a good personality, seemed to be funny.
And we've had her on the show, and she was very nice.
And she started doing her talk show.
Yeah.
And that's when everything went south. That and the America's Next Top Model, when she started acting like a complete idiot. But Tyra Banks' talk show, likes to go undercover. And she went undercover once as a stripper to find out what it's really like. And she couldn't even go on stage. She just couldn't do it, y'all, she said at the very end.
Right.
And she went undercover as a fat person. And people would just, like, barely glance at her. And then they would cut back to the studio where she would be surrounded by big, monstrous truck-sized women, and she was crying and they were comforting her. And that's when I realized, I think I hate you.
But there's no but.
What about when she faced her fear of dolphins? What about when she got in the water with a dolphin? She did handle that one.
Everybody
else did have to face theirs, and she ran from the very scary dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it.
Because she couldn't do it. So she's bad on every level. And this time she went undercover as a man. So to find
out. That's never been done before.
No, it hasn't. That's very true. It's brand new. And so I present for you.
Well, I'm offended, first of all, but what's the point of going undercover as a man? Aren't there plenty of men who can tell you what it's like to be a man?
Well, let's let Tyra explain it.
Have you ever looked at your boyfriend or your husband and wondered, what is it like to be a man? And if you could be a man for a day, would you do it?
Would you be a man for a day?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I wanted to know what it was like to be a man, but I felt like I had to do something, and I had to do something extreme. It was time for me to go undercover.
Okay, so C, she wants to know what it's like to be a man, Bean.
God.
Okay. Why does she talk like that? Will she stop talking like that?
I don't know.
She's awfully theatrical, I will tell you that.
It was time for me to do something and something extreme. Shut up, you with your extreme. Here's my favorite comment, and this is the kind of thing that you get the idea people start believing just because they're celebrities or whatever, that it, she can make a statement and we'll all just go, wow, that's weird, interesting. Her life is really interesting, and we'll buy it immediately, mm-hmm. even though she's completely lying. Listen to this.
I wanted to do this show because women everywhere keep asking me what men really think.
Yeah, everywhere I go, women come up to me and say, what do men think?
I doubt that.
I think not. I think they don't do that. I think they don't do that at all. That's a lie. Never happens.
Why would they do that?
Probably hasn't happened once.
Doesn't
not even
make
one
any
time.
Sense.
So she goes under this makeup artist who's trying to make her into a man, and mm-hmm. he is putting the face on. She has a goatee, sunglasses, a hood. I think the picture's up at krock.com, I believe. If it's not, we'll put it up there.
How does she look as a man? Because it strikes me she's got to look like a tranny or something, right?
She wears like a hood mm-hmm. over. So, yeah. you know, she kind of can pull it off until she talks. But here she discusses how hot she is as a man.
Am I going to be as hot as you thought I was? Uh-huh. Hotter?
Yeah, you almost got a little bit of a Will Smith thing going.
Don't be jealous, Will.
Don't be jealous, Will, because I look so good as a man.
Hey, I have to ask this because one of the things I love most about Tyra is her boobs. What do they do with them? How do they strap those puppies down? Because that's pretty, that's a lot of work right
that's
there.
That's probably what they do. They strap them down.
She wears a hooded sweatshirt. You can't really see anything. I'm sure
they probably use
taped them back or whatever. So she comes back after showing what she looks like as a man, and she's very, very happy with herself.
Wasn't that insane? Was that not crazy? Well, do you have what it makes me, whatever, to be America's Next Top Model? Insane. All right.
So what she did was, she, as a man, said, hey, do you have what it takes to be America's Next Top Model? And then she comes back to the audience and says, how crazy was that? Did you hear what I said as a dude? Did you hear that?
I'm hilarious.
I want to hurt her. So she has Chingy on as he's going to let her be in his entourage. So he's sitting on the couch, and she's talking to him about the fact that that he kissed her. Mm-hmm. When she looked like a man. And I think she's believing now that she is a man based on this question.
So you kissed me.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that you kissed me. I just knew that you weren't. What made you kiss me?
You still got a woman. It was you.
So what was the kiss like?
It was soft.
It was soft?
It was soft. Woo!
Oh, God.
So you kissed me. What was that like? Like kissing you, Tyra, you idiot.
And he knew you were Tyra Banks before he kissed you. It's not like he thought he was kissing a man.
Oh, but Tyra still is not sure that he hasn't bought it entirely, even though he was there when she was made up.
Chingy not only trained me on how to act like a dude, but he even made me part of his rap entourage. So did you start believing I was a man ever at any time in the...
Well, I didn't.
No, you stupid whore. What are you, crazy? He was there when you were made up. He's going to start believing you're a guy?
She's so good.
He looked at her like, what kind of a ridiculous question is that?
It's not the type of thing you forget if a supermodel is in drag in your entourage. You pretty much keep that in mind.
And there's cameras following you everywhere you go. And it just is so ridiculous.
I have to ask, at any point, did Chingy try to take Tyra to the Holiday Inn? Did that happen?
That did not, no. So then she herself, since nobody else is buying the fact that she's a guy, she has to tell us that she's buying that fact.
As the day went on, I started feeling like I was a man. Oh. I was like, you know, like adjusting myself and, you know, I really did start feeling it.
No, you didn't. She was adjusting herself where the man's penis would be.
Right, because all of a sudden she felt like she had a penis.
Turns out she still doesn't.
Right.
And she doesn't need to adjust. And that didn't happen.
No.
None of this happened. She's just lying. It's all lies. So that's the first half of the show as she goes undercover with Chingy so she can find out what men really think. And then she finds a super insecure girl who is just starting to date this guy who's the lead singer of a band. And she wants to know if she can trust her man. So Tyra puts her undercover as a dude. Then Tyra sets up a night for the boyfriend where he goes out to Hooters, followed by a strip club, followed by a nightclub. So this is Tyra's idea, to send him on a boys' night with some of his friends to these three places. And then this girl, his, quote, girlfriend, goes undercover to all three of those locations so she can watch him. and see what he really does.
Uh-huh.
So basically, Tyra's just completely setting him up. So she brings him out onto the show. He doesn't know yet. And Tyra goes to this strange-looking guy in the audience for his slash her thoughts on this.
Sir, what's your name? Stand on up.
Hank.
And
my name is Hank.
Are you
first
kidding
of all,
me?
There's no black guy in the world named Hank, first of all, so poor choice.
But seriously, listen to her voice.
Sir, what's your name? Stand on up.
Hank.
And Hank, do you think he went too far?
All right, now this is Tyra trying to get her to say that he went too far with him sitting on the stage. It's all been set up so that she
right.
would say that. Okay. And then she doesn't quite say that, so Tyra fills in the blank.
I think so. I'd be totally in the doghouse.
Really? So you think it's improper? He thinks it's improper.
No, he didn't say that.
And to each their own.
Yeah. No?
To each their own, the guy says. Yeah, oh, well, what am I going to do about that? So then Tyra gives us all a little warning, a little message that she has. She thinks she's taught us throughout the course of this episode, her undercover as a dude.
I think you learned that the next time you're out with the guys, be sure to take a good look at the guy next to you, because he might be me.
Oh, man, is she witty and creative.
Wow, that could happen, too.
It
likely
could.
She's going to be out there every weekend now dressed as a man.
It could be her. No matter where you go, guys, you got to really watch yourselves now, because Tyra's undercover.
Wow, this was revealing, I have to say.
So then she goes to the audience for some ideas in how to go undercover in the future.
So go to the website, tyrashow.com, and tell me how I should go undercover next time.
How about as a deaf mute? How about that?
Wasn't that insane? Was that not crazy?
Oh,
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows. Blows.
Tomorrow is the day that Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas is dropped.
Yeah!
We are dropping that joint like a mother, right?
Sir.
I feel so bad for all the people who were camped out last week for the Sony PlayStation 3, because now they're going to have to get back in line if they want any chance of getting Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. If you're not in line right now, do you think you'll even get one tomorrow?
I think they don't have to stand in line at all.
Oh, really? Just show up at the Best Buy?
Not a bit. But, however, it is Thanksgiving week, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a lot of people are out shopping. So if you want to
make sure that you get one
because they are only $6.99. And we do that on purpose because it's really there's no values out there. There's nobody out there that's setting a price as low as they can because they can.
Right.
Their job is to get as much money from you as possible.
That's
they price their products at the very top of what they can price. And we're doing just the opposite.
And we give all of the proceeds from our CD to charity, and we want to make sure they get as little as possible.
Right,
so that's
right.
another reason why we make it only $6.99. You know, every year that we do the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD, it does sell out. They are all limited edition. Once they're gone, they're gone. It's not like we can make any more. So it's a good idea, as Kevin said, to buy it as early in the week as possible. They make fantastic stocking stuffers. And with 35 tracks and all this comedy and all this music, it's almost guaranteed there's something on it for everybody.
You know the singer Wing that I found from the guys at South Park?
Yes.
She was on South Park, and I saw her name, and I went to the website, and I discovered what a beautiful, wonderful singer she is. Got that on the CD. I would pay $6.99 just for that.
Sure.
Because that song is so good. We also have Angels and Airwaves, which do a song on the Christmas CD called Star of Bethlehem.
Snow has come down on top of everything.
That's a great song, by the way.
That's a real good song, and the only place in the world to get it is on Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. Tom DeLong, you're here in the studio with us. What are your memories of recording that Star of Bethlehem song?
I remember the snow coming down at Christmas time, and there were snow globes from deep in space. Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Well done.
We also have The Lost Christmas, which is a little extra information on our favorite TV show, Lost.
Has anybody seen my polar bear?
It's the Lost Christmas episode with special guest star Santa Claus.
See, Lisa, because there's a polar bear.
There is.
On the island
That's
of
true.
Lost.
Sure. That's absolutely true.
Santa misses it.
I got you.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
We got Taking Back Sunday. We have 30 Seconds to Mars. We have Federleasy Christmas in Malibu. We have OK Go doing Father Christmas. We have Papa Roach. We're going to talk to... what's his name?
Jacoby Shattuck.
Jacoby Shattuck, right? The lead singer of Papa Roach, about their song Not Coming Home, which is a great song. We have Snow Patrol. We're going to talk to their lead singer, that Gary Body. What's his name?
Well, Lightbody, isn't it?
Jim Bob Lightbody.
Gary Lightbody.
Yes, Gary Lightbody, that guy. And we also have Will Ferrell on this year's Kevin B. Christmas CD. Will Ferrell presents Ricky Bobby's Christmas, and we thought since it comes out tomorrow, why not play the whole track? We've only been teasing you so far. This is the whole Will Ferrell track on this year's Kevin B. Christmas CD, Super Christmas.
All right, we'll see you later, Ricky Bobby.
Hey, everybody. This is Ricky Bobby. You know, when Kevin and Bean asked me to be a part of this Christmas CD, I said, hell no. But then, when they told me it was for charity, I said, no again. Anyway, one big K-Rock endorsement deal later, and here I am. Now, those of you that follow NASCAR already know that Christmas is my favorite holiday, and that baby Jesus is my favorite of all the Jesuses. So I thought, what I'd like to do is take this opportunity to send the little baby Jesus a special Ricky Bobby birthday wish. And it goes a little something like this. Dear baby Jesus, so small and in your little infant manger, just cooing and making noises because you don't know how to talk, but still being holy and beautiful and cherubic. And your skin and so fresh and not sunburned yet. And you smell like a baby does, which is usually like baby powder or some sort of liniments and oils and myrrh, because you're holy. And that's what the wise men brought you. They brought you myrrh and incense and so like a flashlight or something. I can't remember how it goes.
Right.
But dear little baby Jesus, happy birthday to you on this glorious day. I mean, it's a great day. It's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. You probably want to go to Vegas and party with your buddies. But you're just a baby. You can't drive a car. But you could hire a limo service. Or maybe get a cheap flight on Southwest. They leave like every half hour. Get a suite at the Mirage. You know, party down with some other your baby friends. I don't know. You do whatever you want to do. It's your birthday. So celebrate it. And I want the people out there to celebrate it and think about you, the little baby, who looks over us all and drools. Amen.
There you go. Isn't that lovely?
Sweet.
That is beautiful.
Such a nice thought. And the Kevin Bean Super Christmas is tomorrow. We're going to be doing a live broadcast tomorrow. And this is the only event that we're doing for our Christmas CD. And it is Tuesday, November 21st. That's tomorrow morning. Signal Hill Best by 2701 Cherry Avenue in Signal Hill. And we're going to be doing the entire show from down there. We have OK Go is going to be down there performing live.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And we got all kinds of stuff going on. The proceeds, like Bean said, go to the Starlight Foundation, $6.99 tomorrow morning. We will do the show live from there. Come down and join us. You can be the first to buy the CD, and we'll sign it.
Yeah.
So pick it up starting tomorrow, people, because we're dropping that joint, yo.
Nice.
Am I pulling that off?
No.
Not really. Not really.
I love the fact that there is porn for whatever turns you on. Whatever your style is, whatever your interest is. If you like the hairy women, there's porn for that. If you like bald guys, there's porn for that. There's pretty much everything. And we got a press release across our desk the other day, Lisa. I don't know if you saw this or not. But there is an independent porn studio in the San Fernando Valley that is going to start making Muslim-themed porn.
Really?
The guy says sexually active men have much better and more positive things to do than hack off heads, blow people up, and generally try to F things up. If Muslim men would just take off dresses and bomb belts, rip the veils and panties off their women, and take a little, I could say that, the world would be a much more peaceful place.
I see. The theory is they're just so repressed.
Yes.
That it's coming out in these socially unacceptable ways.
Yes.
Exactly. That's what
murder
he is
and mayhem.
Suggesting.
So right. He's doing Hardcore Islam, a love story. He's doing Spring Break in Mecca. He's doing Islam rated XXX, and he is doing Medina Ghetto Hoochie Mama.
It seems like a great idea. I like his theory.
That's what he's doing.
I don't know he'll survive the week, but
the problem is you try to sell porn in some, you know, Muslim communities, it seems like you're asking for it. It's not going to be received well. So we asked Lightning to do a little bit of research. He was not able to get this producer on the line for us, but we learned in the process of discovery that guy's not the only guy making porn for this Muslim community. And he has lined up for us producer Abdul Al-Jizwadi, who is the producer with Muhammad's Mamas, is the line of DVDs that he has out in stores. Mr. Al-Jizwadi, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin Beach on K-Rock.
How you doing, babies? How you doing today, babies?
We're very good, thank you.
We're fine.
Good to hear, babies. A good day for you, babies.
Now, where are you in the San Fernando Valley as well?
No, my friend, I'm in Baghdad.
Oh, you're in Iraq.
Yes, we heard the story about the Americans making Islamic porn films. It's like, why should they make all the money?
I see. Okay. Okay.
Generate their own adult entertainment so the Iraqis can make some money, you know, babies.
See, I would have thought, Abdul, that the Muslim people would be upset about this.
Of course they are, but a buck's a buck, you know?
Okay.
Look, a fella's got to make couscous when he can, you know what I'm saying?
Now, I'm sure you get asked this all the time, sir, but I imagine the joke would be all you have to do is, you know, is show some elbow and you've got some hot stuff for the Muslim community because the women are so covered up in much of the world.
That's funny, babies. Yeah, that's very funny. No, we're going hardcore, babies.
Hardcore.
We want to show Islamic community that sex is a healthy, natural thing, and you can look at some hot porn and really have a good time.
Have you started producing movies yet, or are you just...
We've got about 20 different titles already ready for distribution, my babies.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Like what?
Well, first of all, we've got two big porn stars. First, Iraqi porn stars.
Okay.
They'll be starring in all of our product.
Okay, what are their names?
We have Fatima Lynn.
Yes.
Who's a very beautiful Iraqi woman.
Uh-huh.
And her partner, Al Jazeera.
His porn name is Al Jazeera?
Al Jazeera, yes. The two of them make magic babies. They're incredible together.
Okay.
The first one, we put it together, amazing film, a holiday film, holiday classic, we think.
Mm-hmm.
Ramadan or Ramadan?
Well, that sounds good. I think
very
I might
hot,
watch that.
It's very hot.
Yeah, it sounds okay. Like it.
Then we followed that up with our next feature film, which is incredible, called Hezbollah Jizbollah.
Oh. For God's sakes. What's wrong with you?
I'm not going to believe how hot it is.
Come on, Abdul.
What do you like? What do you like for porn, fellas? What can I send for you? What do you like? You like a wall?
Yeah, sure.
How about Islamic licking?
Oh.
How about open wide and say Allah?
But yeah, I have to ask you, Abdul Al-Jazwat. Yes, Abdul Al-Jazwat is on the line with us with the Muhammad's Mama's porn titles. In an era where cartoonists have death threatened for drawing pictures of Allah, can you really put his name in a porn movie? Aren't you concerned about the fallout?
Let me tell you something. You look at a cartoon of Muhammad, right? You go, oh, I'm so angry, I want to kill somebody. You look at one of my films, you look under Fatima's burqa, you look at one of that, and you go, oh, I want to kill somebody. Hey, look at what's happening in my penis.
I see, so they'll be sidetracked.
I forget all about killing somebody.
So you're doing this...
Taking care of business, you know what I'm saying?
So you're doing this for the good of humanity.
That's right, because guys who are taking care of their guns cannot pick up their guns, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay, right. I got you.
All right. Smoking hot Iraqi Bukkake series.
Oh, stop it.
That series is incredible. They're starting off with number one, Splatter the Human Shield.
Oh, God. Yes?
Following up with Cover Her With Your Curds.
Oh.
Wow.
God.
That's such a hot series, my baby.
It sounds like.
That's
you,
good.
You know what? Just ship all of those over if you would.
I'll tell you, wait till you see Dropping the Dirty Bomb.
Okay.
We got something for everyone over in Iraq. We got the Kurds covered, of course. We're covering it with your Kurds. We have an upper Shiite hole.
Oh, come on.
And stick it where the Sunni don't shine.
You're covering all your bases there, Abdul.
I think we are. I've got orders coming in right now. I got to go.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us today.
Bye
now. It was nice knowing you while you were alive.
Right now, 6:53, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Morning, Ralph.
Speaking of tomorrow, come out and join us for our live show tomorrow morning from the Signal Hill Best Buy.
Best Buy!
Wow, Mike was all over that one. We'll be doing the show live, and then immediately afterwards, we'll be signing copies of our brand new Christmas CD, Kevin and Bean Super Christmas. It's a great CD, and you're going to like it. It's your only chance to get it signed if you want it signed, although I never understand why people do. But God love them for wanting to.
I think they think that if somebody's a hardcore Kevin and Bean fan, I think it adds enough to the $6.99 price that it's an okay gift for Christmas.
I guess.
I think that's the reasoning.
I guess.
I don't see it that way. But
just in Los Angeles, a town's filled with so many real celebrities. To have someone ask me to sign something just seems laughable.
I know. I always think they're joking.
But God bless them. God bless them.
It's
anyway.
Really nice, though, yeah.
Well, we got something to talk to Harvey the Haver and Levin about.
Yes, we do.
I didn't think any story would push Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' marriage off of the front pages of the entertainment section, but this one is going to do it.
Oh, Tom's going to be so angry.
He's going to have to start screaming at black people. God bless TMZ.com, the website of record for the Kevin and Bean Show in terms of entertainment news, because they have just released this story over the weekend. Michael Richards, you know him, of course, as Kramer from the Seinfeld TV series, proved that the Seinfeld curse is still alive and well. Apparently, he went off at a comedy club here in Los Angeles called The Laugh Factory there in West Hollywood on Sunset. This happened on Friday where he was being heckled by two African-American gentlemen. And Richards lost it. When I say lost it, I mean lost it.
Yeah.
He started screaming at the men. 50 years ago, we'd have you upside down with an effing fork up your ass.
That's how he started, by the
way.
Ouch.
You can talk. God. You can talk. You're brave now, mother effer. Throw his ass out. He started screaming at security at the building. He's a N-word. Look, there's a N-word.
Yeah.
He screamed.
Yeah.
The crowd, according to witnesses, became visibly and audibly confused. Richards responded by saying, oh, now they're going to arrest me for calling a black man a N-word. One of the two men who were the objects of Michael Richards' tirade were outraged and shouted back, that's un-effing called for. That ain't necessary. And apparently after about 3 minutes into this continuing tirade, the majority of the audience members got up and left the club in disgust.
And he just walked. It was just like they all left and he walked off. It was ugly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really ugly.
What the hell?
Yeah. What's up, Kramer?
I don't know if he... I have not seen...
Oh, it. Jerry, I don't like black people. Kramer! What are you doing calling people the N-word? You're crazy, Kramer! Oh, I don't like him, Jerry, no.
But it wasn't that funny, it sounds like.
Very special episode of Seinfeld.
Nasty.
You can watch it at TMZ. It has terrible audio, or we would play it for you, but they do put up the words. They put up everything that he says.
Yeah, someone was rolling video on this whole thing, so you can see it over there in TMZ.
It is ugly.
What were the audience members heckling him about? Just was he already having a bad set?
I guess,
he was
agitated? He was doing his set, and he wasn't going so well, and they started busting balls, and he came back. He just lost his mind.
Wow, yeah. That's something else. Well, now I'm not going to watch him. I'm not going to watch him on all those TV shows he's not on anymore.
That's right. Oh, sad news. The British tabloid News of the World reports that one of my favorite hotties, Keira Knightley, is engaged.
Oh, no kidding.
Engaged to her Pride and Prejudice co-star, Rupert Friend.
Oh.
And the paper claims they're secretly planning to tie the knot next year sometime. So, there you go. Another
She's
one
a good deal.
Dust. She is a good
she
deal.
She is a good deal right there.
She's all that and a bag of chips, as the kids say.
Is that what they say?
Well, in 1995.
Great.
As I mentioned, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes got married over the weekend. You couldn't avoid it. Tom is so angry now at this whole Michael Richards thing.
Yep.
Damn it.
What do I have to do to stay in the front cover?
Celebrities were everywhere to be seen throughout Rome attending the A-list event. However, people noticed that John Travolta and wife Kelly Preston weren't anywhere to be seen.
Really?
Wow. I thought they'd be the first two there.
Well, they may have been there. Not saying they weren't, but they spotted a lot of the celebrities coming and going, and they did not see them at all. However, Richard Gere, Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, Brooke Shields and her husband, David and Victoria Beckham, Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony, Jim Carrey, Jenny McCarthy, J.J. Abrams, Cameron Crowe, all attended the event. So, congratulations. Now,
explain Jenny McCarthy's attendance to me, if you could.
Well, Jim Carrey's girlfriend.
Oh, so that's right. That okay.
She was his date, I'm assuming.
Gotcha.
O.J. Simpson, you know you got that big interview coming up on Fox.
Yep. That's this coming Monday, right? A week from today?
27th?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
a week
right
from
Monday,
today,
right?
Yeah.
The law firm that represents the Goldmans is already working hard at trying to find out how they can take the money, whatever money O.J. may make off of the interview and his subsequent book called If I Did It, that comes out the day following the event. How much they're going to make, how they can make their money from it. You know, they got a judgment of $19 million initially.
Right.
But they say with interest, in fact, they haven't been paid a dime, it has ballooned to over $38 million now. So they're looking to get some of that back. The book will retail for $16.47. It's an odd price.
What?
Per copy. And they're trying already to see how they can attach that money. But knowing OJ, I'm guessing he's sort of some sort of harebrained scheme where he's not directly connected to the money. So it remains to see whether they will see it or not.
He made it sound like the publishing company was giving the money to a third party somehow,
right?
That we don't know who that is. So, yeah. You know, I didn't take the bet, Ralph, that it won't air. But so far, 9 stations have already pulled out. 9 of the Fox affiliates have already said they will not air the interview on Monday and Wednesday next week.
9 out of how many?
Well, hundreds.
A lot.
So.
Yeah. So I win. Pay me.
Well, not yet.
I don't think it's
pay
over
me!
Yet. And we didn't make a bet.
Oh, that's right.
There is that.
But I'm still not going to be surprised if it ends up not airing.
Imagine that, being up, taking a large wager. bean squeeze a quarter until Washington cries. That's how tight he is with a quarter. And the top 10 movies of the box office this weekend. James Bond got his ass kicked by a penguin.
That's a dancing rough. Penguin.
A dancing penguin. Happy Feet, number one movie at the box office this weekend. $42.3 million for the animated musical. I still want to see it. I haven't seen it yet, but I still
no,
want to.
You don't.
Hugh Jackman, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Singing, dancing, penguins.
But they're not in the movie. It's animated, Ralph. You know
well,
that, right?
Voices.
Their voices are in the movie.
Right.
They do their own singing in the film.
Okay.
Brittany Murphy. The hilarious Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Has three different yeah. characters. Oh, I'm a penguin. Does that a lot, I'm sure. Casino Royale, number two at the box office. The reimagining of the James Bond myth took in $40.60 million in its debut. Caught it
That's
over the weekend.
Big.
Real good movie. Real good considering, too, that it runs almost 2.5 hours, which makes it gives less showings per day in each theater
yeah.
than the average you know, hour and a half.
It didn't feel like
movie.
It was that long to me.
Really?
No.
Towards the
it
end.
Felt like about
towards
4 hours to me.
Towards the end, I was like, okay, come on. How many you know, more twists that you're not going to really explain fully do we need at this point?
I went to a 2 o'clock showing of that on Friday at the Cinerama, which is a great you know place to see a movie, obviously. And the at that when I went in at 2, the 8 o'clock and the 11 o'clock were already sold out for the James Bond movie on Friday night. So
wow.
a lot of people who were really anticipating their first shot at seeing this one.
The Cinerama Dome here in Hollywood?
No.
Okay. My Cinerama, right?
I got you. Borat was number 3. The Santa Claus 3 was number 4. Then Flushed Away, Stranger Than Fiction, Babel, Saw 3, The Departed, and The Queen. Round out your top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. And I mentioned this earlier, but I'm just so stunned by it that I can't help but talk about it. Talking about James Bond 007. Mm-hmm. The Times of London reports a 23-year-old hardcore James Bond fan named David Fearn from Walsall, England, has officially changed his name to the following. James Dr. No from Russia with Love, Goldfinger, Thunderball, You Only Live Twice, and Her Majesty's Secret Service, Diamonds Are Forever, Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun, The Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, A View to Kill, The Living Daylights, License to Kill, Golden Night, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day, Casino Royale, Bond.
He's a fag.
Is his official name. His passport weighs 18 pounds. Today's celebrity birthdays, Nadine Velasquez. Catalina from My Name is Earl.
Yes.
28 years old today. Mike D from The B.
Steve.
Boys is 41 years old today.
Timing.
Bo Derek, famous hottie, is 50 years old. Still looking pretty hot at 52, by the way. And Richard Dawson, who was the host of Family Feud for all those years, kissing all those broads, 74 years old today. That's the job I want. Hosting Family Feud, kissing broads.
It's not bad.
You know, he was loaded before he came out there, too. All right, every episode. Sure. With the, all right, let's see you. Seven says, just juiced off his ass. God bless him. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So Lisa brought in an article from, was it Time Magazine?
I actually Newsweek? Heard it on NPR.
NPR, okay. And it was, it's about the fact that employers now have a new way of checking up on people, and that is by going to the internet and Googling their name.
Yeah.
Seeing what they can find. Sometimes
hey.
You get barred from becoming a student at a school because of something that's online or getting a job because of
sure.
something that's online.
I'm sure.
Hey, it's not just employers, by the way. I don't know of anyone who's gone out on a first date in the last 2 years who hasn't Googled the person before they picked them up. You know, I mean, that's just part
yeah,
of life now is people will look for you online to see what they can find out about you.
So we have from ReputationDefender.com, the founder and CEO, Michael Furtick. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. What's Reputation Defender all about, sir?
So we find everything on the internet about you or your kid, if you're a client, and we present it to you. And then if you want us to take it down for you, anything that we find for you, we work on that for you. We get it done.
Now, I was reading about a dentist that was interviewed for this article about the NPR story,
uh-huh.
and that he was now a dentist, but when you Google his name, the first thing that comes up is him drinking in college.
Right.
Pictures of that.
Yes.
And that's the kind of thing that you can get rid of? How do you yes. do that?
Well, it's a hard process. It's very labor-intensive for us, but we are successful at it. It's half art and half science. Here's what we don't do. We don't hack websites. We don't just sue everybody. Legal options are used as a last resort. Often it's just a question of mediating between our clients and the people who own or operate the content.
In other words, in the case of the dentist, say, let's say I'm the guy who had a website that had pictures of the dentist drinking in college because I was in his fraternity or something. You would contact me and say, hey, would it be a problem for you to take this down because it could potentially hurt your friend in the future?
That's one of the first steps we take. And normally they take a company's request much more seriously than they take an individual's request.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then the a-hole guy would say no because I don't like the way you talk to me.
Well, it's much better. You get much further with a kind word and a gun than you do with a kind word alone.
That has often been said and still remains to be true. What kind of incorrect information have you found in clients that you've worked for that you've been able to remove? Because I think that's everybody's biggest fear, is not the stuff I did, but the stuff somehow I don't even know's online about me that may not even be true.
Well, you know, so-and-so did or did not go to a certain school, so-and-so was or was not at a certain party, so-and-so was or was not involved in a certain kind of business deal. It runs the gamut.
And you can look through YouTube for video, Flickr, you look through MySpace, Facebook, blogs.
Yeah, because I'm guessing
networking sites, everything.
Yeah. I'm guessing I could Google me and maybe not find everything that's out there.
It's almost certain you will not find everything for yourself. I mean, we're experts. I mean, you probably don't change the oil in your own car, right? I mean, we search based on technology and also human beings. All of our human beings who search have gone to Ivy League schools. They're very good at what they do. Plus, we've got the proprietary technology. We refine the searches based on what we find. We use different permutations and combinatorics to do it. ReputationDefender.com is good at what we do.
Now, you have a subscription fee, but if you have to go take legal action, does that cost us more?
Yes.
How much might someone spend?
Well, so the subscription is $10 a month or thereabouts. If you want us to get something removed from the internet for you, it's $29.95. And then if you want legal action taken beyond that, it's going to cost about $40. It's pretty inexpensive.
Oh, that's not
no kidding.
Bad at all.
Because we're able to use the benefit of volume to make sure that lawyers who are working for you are doing it at low cost. That's part of the package that we're trying to offer.
Wow.
Now, $40, you mean $40 an hour?
No, I mean $40 for several cease and desist letters.
Hmm. Okay. How long has Reputation Defender been up and running?
It's been up and running for a month, which is why I'm not giving you a specific number on the legal option. It is about $40, but it might turn out to be $30. It might turn out to be $50.
Okay.
And do people sign up for like 2 years because you're going to continue to make sure that nothing comes up?
That's right. We monitor constantly, and we monitor for you or for your kid. The thing that a lot of parents don't realize is that as soon as they think they're on top of where their kid is on a social networking site, the kids just migrate to another one. There's plenty of places for them to go.
Oh, so it sounds to me like what you're saying, Michael, maybe is that parents could come and use you as a service to help find out what their kids are doing online and where they're appearing as well.
Well, they do and they must. I mean, they should. That's how we actually got started. I was just fed up with the idea that momentary mistakes by young kids could end up costing them and their peers, you know, a college admission.
Right, which before this all became so prevalent, it never would have happened.
I mean, kids have always been precocious. We've always teased one another. We've always been teased in turn. Yesterday, we used to do it on a piece of paper that would be thrown away at the end of the day.
Right.
Now it's on an internet page where it's permanent and public.
Have you heard from Michael Richards, Kramer, from the Seinfeld show?
No, I haven't. Why? What's up with
you? You're going to hear from him very soon.
Is he embarrassed?
He's got a video online of him yelling the N-word a bunch at a show.
We don't normally help celebrities, although some have asked us to help them.
What about politicians? Have you heard from politicians?
Yes, we have. We normally can't help them, too. Normally, our process, our service is basically for everyday people who want to remain private, who have not chosen to become public figures.
So I'm screwed. My pictures of me kissing women online are just, they're there.
We
will defend those till the end.
They're pretty darn easy to find.
Lisa,
I'd be very happy to do a search for one of you just to see how it works.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. You know what? We'll give you Lisa's full name and everything off the air, and then you can do a search, and please forward us all the pictures.
Lisa, those pictures are going to get you your next job. How dare you even talk about getting rid of
them? That's true.
Well,
this is an idea whose time has come, and I'm sure there are a lot of people listening right now who are thinking, dude, I could totally use that. I'm getting ready to apply to college or whatever it is I got going on. Let me give out the website address again. It's Reputation Defender, one word, ReputationDefender.com. We've been talking to the founder and and CEO Michael Furtick. Thank you so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Tomorrow's the day some of you have been waiting for. Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, our brand new holiday collection of music and comedy. 35 all new tracks comes out at participating Best Buy stores all over Southern California. You know, next hour we'll be talking to Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach. They've got a great song called Not Coming Home on the CD this year. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll talk to the lead singer of Snow Patrol. They've got a great song on the CD this year. There's so much stuff on there for only $6.99.
Yeah, Santa Claus runs into some trouble this year and needs to reach out for help. That's how it begins.
I'm sorry if I didn't bring you exactly what you wanted, Kevin, but I never could quite make out what the hell you were talking about. For years, I thought you were a little retarded.
See, because he's thought that I was retarded. How silly is that? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Who's with me on that?
Sure.
That's crazy silly. Why would anyone think that?
So we on the Kevin and Bean Show happen to have superpowers this holiday season, and mine, I believe, is just the power of a monstrous head.
Special K!
Soaring through the sky with super strength, his head could stop a train.
Yeah, that's my power. My head can stop a train.
That is the great Greenbrier Lane, by the way, who did all of our superhero songs. And they're going to be live with us tomorrow morning for a live broadcast. We'll tell you about in a moment.
Bean is Beanbot.
Today, Bean Baxter fights for Toast, Hello Kitty, and the freedom to blog.
I love that as a superhero, I still don't have to get up off my couch. That's awesome.
Well, he did want to stretch it. I mean, there's no possible way you would, so no one would buy that.
Right.
So they just figured to go ahead and just do it that way.
If I saw a building on fire across the street from me, I don't think I could make it over there. I think I would have to sit and watch it from my couch.
Ralph is the Green Eagle. Lisa May is the pet parent.
Yes.
Lighting is Wrong Man. Psycho Mike is Roid Rage. And assistant producer Alex is Super Whore.
Super Whore.
Wherever she goes. Someone she
right, we can't say that on the air, but you'll have
She's
to get it to find out.
Most popular of the superheroes, too, by the way.
Turns out she is. So we got all that comedy on the CD. We got Will Ferrell. You heard the entire track last hour of Will Ferrell. We have Angels and Airwaves. They have an exclusive song on the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD this year called Star of Bethlehem.
Snow has come down on top of everything.
That's a great song. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Steve-O on this year's Kevin and Bean Christmas CD, Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. And we're going to play the entire track from Steve-O right now, and then we're going to tell you where we're going to be tomorrow.
Hello, everybody. This is Steve-O from Jackass. I want each and every one of you guys to have a very merry and safe Christmas this year. So I will now demonstrate the things you should not, and I repeat, not do this holiday season. Do not pour female reindeer urine all over yourself and then climb into a pen filled with male reindeers during mating season. You should not force a gallon of rum-spiked eggnog up your ass. Ooh, that feels kind of good. And lastly, you should not, and I mean not, swallow an entire string of Christmas tree lights. And then plug them in. Have a happy and safe holiday.
Some very important safety tips there from Steve-O.
Good to know.
Don't do those things
do not.
If you were thinking about it,
right.
Is what you're saying.
Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas on sale tomorrow at all Southern California Best Buys.
Best Buy?
And we are going to be at the Signal Hill Best Buy tomorrow morning, 2701 Cherry Avenue in Signal Hill. And we're going to be broadcasting live from the, we're going to do the entire show from the Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new one, by the way. It still has that new store smell.
Yes,
so you
exactly.
Definitely got to come out and check it out. You can buy the CD at any Best Buy store, but if you want to get it signed this year, this is the only place to do it. We're going to do the whole show live. As I mentioned, Greenbrier Lane is going to be there. I believe our friends in OK Go are are stopping by. They've got a great song on the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD this year. There may even be a live performance from our friend Kevin Federlisi tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We may have that to look forward to. We may be busting that out live for you. And the only place to see all that and get everybody to sign your CD, it makes a great stocking stuffer this year, is to come out and join us in Signal Hill tomorrow morning.
$6.99 is how much it costs for 35 tracks. Proceeds go to the Starlight Foundation and other charities. And we will see you tomorrow morning.
Who saw Casino Royale, the brand new James Bond film over the weekend? I went to see it. How about you, Kevin?
I did too. I thought it was great.
Lisa May, you see it?
No, not yet.
No,
not yet.
She was cleaning for the gay guys, remember?
I was cleaning for the gay guys.
Oh, that's right. This is a franchise that's been around for what, like 40-something years or something like that, and obviously still got a lot of juice left in it. It made over $40 million over the weekend with the latest James Bond played by Daniel Craig, but you can't help but look at a movie like that and go, I wonder what our old friend Sean Connery would think about the new James Bond. So we asked producer Lightning to line him up for us today to the original James Bond. Good morning, Mr. Connery.
Good morning, Governor Bean. How are you?
We're very good. How are you this morning?
I'm pissed off. That's what I am.
What's the problem? It's a little early in the week to already write it off. What's the problem here, Mr. Connery?
Have you seen that piece of Casino Royale?
Yeah, it was. I thought it was really good.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, really? What part of the 19 hours of the film did you enjoy so much?
Well, now, it was a little bit longer maybe than the James Bond movies that you starred in back in the 60s, but that doesn't automatically mean it's a bad movie, sir.
It was 2.5 hours.
Right.
Right.
What are you going to do for 2.5 hours is...
Okay.
We always have to remind you of this, Sean, but we are on the radio. You have to be careful with what you say, sir, if you watch your language.
Oh, and I have to remind you that I'd like to take a shit on your head.
Come on, Sean. All right, other than the length of the movie, what did you think of Daniel Craig as James Bond?
Well, other than the fact that he's a piece of shit, I thought it was great. What's wrong with him? Does he never sleep? He looks like he's got a constant hangover.
He does look like that, yeah.
He's constantly bleary-eyed and he's unshaven.
Are you upset because he's got a much better body than you ever had?
He looks like in his tuxedo, I look good. He looks like a waiter from the Black Angus.
Mr. Connery, look, I know a lot of people, and maybe you're one of them, believe that you're the ultimate Bond. And
yes,
nobody.
I am, as a matter of fact.
Right, but you got too old for the role, and time marches on, and people still enjoy the movies, and they have to hand it on to other actors. It's impossible to just give up on the franchise because you can't do it.
That's fine, but they don't have to cast a homo and a speedo, do they? he looked like we were going to the Chippendales.
Come on. Why you got to hate so much, Sean?
I wanted to hit him in the balls as I was watching it.
What did you think of the...
What's the story with his philtrum?
With his what?
His philtrum.
What is that?
What's a philtrum?
That little space between your nose and your lip.
Oh, okay.
That little divot, that little groove in your upper lip.
Right.
Yeah.
This is huge.
I didn't notice that. I'm sorry.
What do you do, store nuts in the winter for that?
Seems like you're being a little picky, Sean.
Oh, am I? Yeah. What about this James Bond falling in love in this film?
Yeah, he does fall in love.
Now, but they're going back to the very beginning. We're learning how the 007 myth was born. That he learned his lesson from Casino Royale to not fall in love.
Yeah, well, no one wants to see that, really.
They don't.
No, that's not what James Bond does. Believe me, I know.
Yeah, well, you were James Bond. How many
Bond just sticks his in him and then walks away. That's what he does. If they're lucky, maybe him in the ass.
Oh, Sean, listen.
And punches him in the back of the head.
Stop.
Sean, have you liked any of the other actors who have followed you in the iconic James Bond role?
Yes, I've liked a few of them.
Who?
Okay, who'd you like?
I thought Roger Moore was fine.
Oh, wow.
And I thought Pierce Brosnan was pretty good.
You did? Okay.
Okay, all right.
He's a good-looking fella.
Oh, really?
Yeah?
Yeah. I let him bend over and take my
Oh, Sean. Seriously.
All right.
If he asks nicely.
Only if he asks nicely.
I bought him a bottle of scotch.
Does it make you feel good, though, that the Bond movies are still so popular around the world that this movie is, you know, going to make a couple of $100 million before it's all over?
No, it makes me feel good when I on some broad's face.
Okay, Sean.
That's it.
We have to go.
Well,
Thank you.
As you asked.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, you're the guy who knows all things Hollywood. May I file a formal complaint with you?
Yes, I will lodge it with the Commissioner of Famousness.
Okay, please do. I went to see the James Bond movie over the weekend. I know you're going to be talking about the box office here in a moment. And I saw the trailer for the Vince Vaughn, Paul Giamatti, Fred Claus movie, which comes out next Christmas.
Yeah.
What?
Well, can I file a formal complaint that you never need to see a trailer more than a year before the movie comes out?
No, but they want to create
you know, holiday buzz, tis the season, and all that stuff. They want you to get a taste of what to look forward to next
year. But what good can the buzz do them December 2006 if the movie doesn't come out till December 2007?
Because they plant the seed in your head while you're in the holiday frame of mind, and next year when you start to see the commercials again, like, oh yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
How much advance notice do I need to go see a movie?
Listen, listen, that's your complaint as opposed to the Danny DeVito Deck the Halls movie with Matthew Broderick about competing Christmas light competitions. This is what you're choosing. This is the line you draw in the sand. I won't consider about the movie that's coming out this year.
All right.
The one we need to snuff out.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right about that. All right, I withdraw my complaint. Back to you. Here's Ralph Garvin.
That effing movie, Deck the Halls. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I agree.
Somebody's being very quiet, which means somebody's thinking of going.
Yeah. No, I'm not. But wasn't that Christmas Vacation? Wasn't it exactly what that was?
Jingle All the Way, yeah. And they make the same goddamn movie with two suburban dads competing every freaking year.
That looks kind of funny.
No, it doesn't!
Back to you.
Oh.
Hey, Kevin, how was the Let's Go to Prison movie over
the weekend? I did see another trailer for it, and I thought, that does look funny.
No, it doesn't look funny!
You can't say it doesn't look funny to me.
I just said it!
Looks funny to me.
I am going to tag you like an animal in the jungle with some sort of radio transceiver, and if you go towards that movie, I'm going to hit you with a blow dart.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Sorry. Let's talk about the movies that were hot this weekend at the box office. People love penguins.
Ugh.
People love the penguins, people.
Kids love the penguins.
The people love them. $42.3 million made Happy Feet, the number one movie at the box office this weekend, beating James Bond by a couple million. Casino Royale came in at number two. $40.6 million made it number two.
We spoke with Sean Connery earlier, Ralph.
I heard it,
but not pleased at all with the Daniel Craig movie.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I saw the film. I thought it was really well done. A good thriller. Had some good action sequences. I thought Craig committed himself fairly well as James Bond. However, not much fun. The thing I like about the Bond movies is there's always a certain element of fun in them, sort of a fantastical sort of element where you're going to get a charge out of it. This was a little dark and dour for me, for my taste, when it comes to Bond movies.
I can see that.
But overall, I thought it was pretty strong.
A lot of running in this movie, though.
A lot of running.
I thought I was in Compton watching a black guy run through a construction site for about 25 minutes.
Running through a jungle and then running through an airport and then running through a casino.
Borat was number three at the box office. Then The Santa Claus 3 was number four. Flushed Away, Stranger Than Fiction, Babel, Saw 3, The Departed, and The Queen. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Well, Jessica Simpson's got an addiction. I promised to talk about this last hour, and I didn't get time to get around to it. But her friends are concerned. Jessica Simpson addicted to Botox.
Oh.
Addicted to it.
According to Life and Style Weekly magazine, she gets different parts of her face done each time she goes in, and she loves the results, and friends are concerned now she may be overdoing it. Botox? Isn't she like 12?
Yeah.
She's
like 25.
She's pretty young to be doing Botox.
What wrinkles does she need to panic about that she's got to get her face filled up with Botox?
Yeah.
Of all the people in the world, though, when she loses her look, she really has nothing left, Ralph.
And the beauty with Jessica Simpson is she's such a horrible actress that there's no problem with the fact that her face would get dead and she wouldn't be able to show any emotion on it. It really wouldn't affect her performances at all because that's pretty much the way she is when she performs anyway.
They ran that her new HD commercial a lot during the football games yesterday.
I saw that too. I thought it was not bad.
Really? I think her face is looking... She looks great from the neck down. I think her face is already starting to look freaky.
What?
I do.
No.
You're mad. You're mad, I say. Kramer, why are you a racist? Apparently, Michael Richards, who played Cosmo Kramer on the legendary TV show Seinfeld, went off this weekend while talking to a couple hecklers at the Laugh Factory in West Hollywood. Both guys were African-American. They were heckling Richards as he was in the midst of his act, and I don't know, he went off.
Yes,
he lost his mind. Went into a hardcore racial attack, started screaming at the men, 50 years ago, we'd have you upside down with an effing fork up your ass.
Whoa.
Well, at least he didn't say lynched. That's good. Oh, wait a minute. He continued. You can talk. You're a brave mother effer now. Throw his ass out, he said about the African-American who was giving him a hard time. He's an N-word. He's an A-N-word, he repeated. Look. There's a N-word, he said.
Was he just wanting to make sure everyone heard it?
Yep. Then the crowd started to murmur, get upset, get confused. People were getting up.
And he said, oh, they're going to arrest me for calling a black man a N-word.
See, the problem is that he's stuck in the 80s or someplace because everyone knows now you call them chocolate faces and you don't get in trouble.
Exactly.
You take from Borat and you learn.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I've got the strangest feeling someone's going to kick his ass.
I think you're right. Socialite Kimberly Stewart has an inflamed liver after years of hard partying with her friends like Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
You know what that's like, don't you, Ralph?
I certainly do, my friend. Apparently, she's another one who's like, I don't know, she's 23, 24 or something?
It's not that old.
Her liver's already damaged from the drinking that she's been doing.
Yeah.
My liver's not damaged. How much more drinking is she doing than me?
Well, you come from good, healthy Irish stock, Ralph, so you have a little bit of a genetic advantage, I think.
She's half Scottish.
Oh, is she?
Her dad, Rod Stewart's a Scot. She said to her dad, apparently, Dad, I'm half Scottish. I thought I was allowed to drink a lot. And Rod Stewart responded, no, darling, it doesn't work that way.
He ought to know.
So apparently she's got some liver inflammation, but she claims she doesn't have liver disease. She said she was just exhausted and sick from burning the candles at both ends, but she's cut down on her drinking and smoking and feels much better.
So it's exhaustion and dehydration?
I think it is. I think she's got some
spectacular. Just spectacular.
The magical illness. Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes married in Italy. Bean, to answer your question about the fact you were right, it is not a legally recognized marriage in Italy because the Scientology ceremony is not recognized in Italy. However, they were officially married in Los Angeles before they left for Italy.
Oh, no, that's kidding.
BS.
They were already married.
So
huh?
Their official legal ceremony was done here in the States, and then they flew to Rome for the big spectacular.
The big fake spectacular.
Well, it's a ceremony, you know, and it's a party. So I guess, you know, some people do that. They'll get married in Vegas and then come back and have a big party here, you know, in L.A. for their friends and family and that kind of stuff. So it's like
I got to ask again, because you brought up the coverage, which was on every channel all weekend long.
Yeah.
Why do we care that Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are married again?
No idea. I was literally screaming at the television set. I was in Vegas this weekend, and my wife was like, what's the matter? I was like, CNN has a live reporter stationed outside the castle doing a live remote broadcast back to CNN headquarters.
Well, Ralph, there's nothing else going on in the world.
Even if you're going to report it, even if CNN is going to report it, which I think is way too much time to spend on it, what did they possibly think was going to happen that they needed to have a camera set up live pointing at a castle wall with a guy doing a stand-up with a microphone
in case someone came flying over the wall, dude? You never know.
Yes, I'm here in front of the castle where the Tom Cruise is getting married inside.
Who cares? Who cares? Meanwhile,
Bush is with Putin. They're probably not even covering that because they got the Tomcat camera going on.
Fireworks went off to celebrate the end of the ceremony. And when they kissed at the end of the ceremony, Giorgio Armani, who, by the way, designed the wedding dress and the tuxedo that Tom wore, was a witness at the event, said they kissed for so long at the end of the ceremony. They kept going and going. Guests started to shout, stop, stop.
Really?
Well, that's how long
that's
they
about.
Went.
Because
that's how
we don't
long
believe
they went.
It.
Yeah.
That's how annoying and boring it got for the people in the ceremony. They just wanted it to be over. So they were screaming, stop, stop. Stop with the kiss.
Well,
I hate that.
Hurt.
I hate that at some wedding ceremony. I've been to a bunch of weddings lately. And when the bride and groom just go on and on and on with their kiss, which is just supposed to mark the end of their vows. Relax. We know you love. We trust that you love each other, okay? We're on your side. We believe you.
But that's not the case with Tom.
You don't need to make out for 15 minutes to prove how in love you are. Just kiss, get off the freaking stage, and let's go party.
I am not gay. I'm not gay. I must again point out, I am not gay. I am not gay.
I couldn't be gay. Look how long I'm kissing her.
Look at this kiss.
This is passionate.
Tom had a statement, huh?
I'm a man with passion for women. Today's celebrity birthdays. Mike D from the B.
Steve.
Boys. Wow, a lot of Stees there. He's 41 years old today. Nadine Velasquez. Catalina from My Name is Earl. Omar, have you ever seen My Name is Earl?
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
Oh, I miss you. I miss you here in the studio.
You're so much better than
Mike.
Mike
never saw it.
You're so much better.
And hasn't seen Borat.
He's gay.
Yeah, he's bad.
And your Best Buy's better than his, too, buddy.
Thank you.
She's 28 years old today. Bo Derek from 10. And that's about it.
That's it, 10.
She got famous from one movie that she was in for about 15 minutes.
Yep.
Ah, Hollywood. She's 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know what really gets my attention when I get an email these days? Is the one that I got from Travis, for instance, who's on the line with us right now, K-Rock listener Travis.
First, let me say that I'm not writing this with hopes of getting Acoustic Christmas tickets.
Yeah.
That got my attention. I saw that. I said, well, what could this possibly be about if he doesn't want Acoustic Christmas? Why would anyone write to us?
I'm already on his side the moment I read that. Like, I want to do whatever this guy needs.
Whatever Travis needs, we are in. So we wanted to get him on the phone because it turned out he was actually writing about something very, very important this morning, and we're happy to help. Travis, welcome to the Kevin Amin Sean K-Rock, my friend.
Morning, guys, everybody. Lisa.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So the deal is your brother is missing. Your brother Aaron is missing, right?
Yes, he's missing right now. He's been missing since early Friday morning.
Wow. This is a situation that you wrote a long email to us about and kind of explained the situation with him, and he's been missing since Friday, and you just hope that there's somebody out in the audience that will be able to look at the picture that we have at krock.com and help find your brother.
Yes.
Tell us.
He's mentally disabled. He's diagnosed schizophrenic. And if he's walking down the street, he looks like every other person there. But when you talk to him, he gets kind of mumbly and stuff like that. But, you know, we're hoping that he may be in a hospital somewhere. Somebody checked him in or the police admitted him.
He was living in a group home in Hawthorne, right?
Yeah, yeah, in Hawthorne. And he told them that, hey, I'm out of here. I'm going up to La Crescenta. I'm going home,
okay,
which is where we live, so...
Okay. What kinds of things have you already done? I'm sure you spent all weekend working on this, Travis. What kinds of stuff have you already done to try to find him?
Well, the first thing this group home did was contacted the Hawthorne police. We've got it out there that he's a critical missing. And so that apparently goes out to all the other police departments.
Mm-hmm.
We've also contacted, or I tried to contact, almost every hospital in the area between here and Hawthorne, mental institutions, anything like that. And no sign of him yet.
Dude, that's okay. That's brutal.
Travis, is he on medication for the schizophrenia?
Yeah, he's on lots of medication. So he doesn't have it. He hasn't been on it for like 2 days.
Oh, so now that he's away from the home, he's not getting his meds.
Yeah.
And what happens when he goes into when he has a schizophrenic event?
Well, he's really mellow. He's really low key. He just tends to mumble, you know, say some random things.
Right.
Of course, this is on his medication, so
right.
He could, I don't know, I'm not sure. He's not a violent person.
Right.
He's not, he's just a really, you know, lovable guy.
I was just wondering if there's any sort of, typical behavior people could look out for if they see a guy walking down the street and he's got any certain, you know, tics or behaviors or something that might be helping recognize him.
No, nothing. That's the hardest thing. It's so tough, is that he really could just walk right by you.
Gotcha.
Right.
In the email, I did write that he does have stitches on the back of his head. I mean, I know people aren't walking around looking at the back of people's heads, but if you come across the kind of schizophrenic type person and he's got stitches on the back of his head, he recently got hurt, and so...
So you're hoping that, you know, people that are listening right now, maybe they work at a hospital and they see a guy like this, or maybe they work at a liquor store, police department, whatever.
Yeah, anything. I mean, if he bummed enough money from strangers and bought a pack of cigarettes at the liquor store and a guy said, hey, that's him.
Do you think he's in the La Crescenta area? Is that your best guess?
You know, I don't think so. We don't think so because he knows so many people in this area that if he was around, people would call us, would let us know.
Right.
So we think... He's got to be down. He may have made it up to Glendale, but, I mean, that's such a far walk, 30 miles.
Yeah, that's a long walk from Hawthorne. My God.
But like you said, unfortunately, in your email, it is a needle in a pretty big haystack, which is the Los Angeles area. So definitely wanted to get the word out to people, either in the Hawthorne area or any place between Hawthorne and, like you said, Glendale, La Crescenta area.
Yeah, and just look at the picture and just keep an eye out. And I know it's hard, but we're just really hoping
Couldn't look more like a normal guy, though. 32 years old, 5'6", 5'7", 180 to 200 pounds with the short brown hair, brown eyes. He looks like every guy on the street, but that's why it's important if you have a second today to go to krock.com, go to the Kevin and Bean sites page, and you'll see this picture, and then you'll see the face, and you'll know kind of what to be looking for, especially if you see a guy, you know, walking around by himself or in a situation where he looks like he's out of the ordinary. And the thing to do is to call the Hawthorne PD, and we have that number there, but it's 310-675-4443. And they're looking for him, so they'll know what to do with that information. Right, Travis?
Yeah. Or any police department. Because, again, if they type in his name from any police department, red flag will pop up. So
Okay. And his name is Aaron Chatham, and we've been talking to his brother Travis Chatham. Travis, thanks for tipping us off, man. I hope it helps.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Call back and let us know when you find him.
I will. Thank you.
Hopefully you'll
find him for the holidays, and you guys can have Thanksgiving together, man.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Dude, Jacoby, way to bring us down, man.
Oh, no.
Why is that song so good, by the way? That is Papa Roach, Not Coming Home, on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. And, of course, that's available on Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, available at Southern California Best Buy stores tomorrow. Jacoby Shaddix from the band Papa Roach on the line right now. Dude, welcome. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, man. How y'all doing out there? Everything good?
Yeah, we're great. How are you?
I'm cool, man. I'm actually, we're out on the road. We're doing a headlining tour through the states. We're over, and I'm actually in Ohio right now. We got a gig up in Milwaukee tonight, so I'm about to jump on a plane and hit up there later this evening. But things are going good, man.
Excellent.
Dude, too bad you couldn't have been there a couple of days ago for the Ohio State-Michigan game. That was unbelievable.
We were actually in Columbus on the Thursday before the game.
Right.
Every year, all the college students go jump in a lake for some reason.
Nice.
Really?
And it's, no, seriously, it was like the running of the bull, dude. It was like 20,000 kids, like, running. Like, I'm not joking. Like, there was, I probably saw, like, at least 10 or more 300-pound-plus dudes in
thongs.
Nice.
Awesome. That's what you want to see, isn't it?
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's fantastic. No,
that city was just going crazy. They're like, oh, dude, if you guys were staying a couple days longer, you'd be here for the riots. I'm like, come on.
Dude, I don't watch a lot of college football games. I watch the teams I'm interested in. But it was hard not to get caught up in number one versus number two for the 103-year rivalry of these two teams. And this is the first time they've ever played when one of them was ranked number one, one of them was number two. And it was unbelievable game. There was 80 points in the game. It was incredible.
Yeah, people were like, oh, you have no idea what this is all about. I'm like, actually, I really don't have an idea, so you're going to have to break it down for me.
It was good times. Now, Jacoby's on the line, of course, with Papa Roach. The Paramore Sessions is in stores now. We've been playing that To Be Loved a lot. It's a big record for us here in K-Rock. And you guys are headlining now, but you went out with Guns N' Roses, and you've been out with some other people. You've had quite an interesting fall, right?
Yeah, it's been pretty cool, man.
Deftones?
We were just getting on a plane going to Europe, and we got a call from this band called Him. We were supposed to go out on tour with them, and they had to cancel the tour for some reason. So we were just like, man, what gives, you know? And the next thing you know, we reached out to Guns, you know, because we knew they were looking for a support act. And, you know, they wanted us to come out with them. And so we went out with them for, like, I think it was like 2.5-3 weeks. And we had some great shows. I mean, we went to Puerto Rico.
No kidding.
And we had an amazing show there. We actually ended up the tour at Madison Square Garden. So that was like, That was a really cool gig for all the acts, you know. But that was just
that's
a killer
awesome.
Night
tell us about the song "Not Coming Home."
Oh, Not Coming Home. Lisa at the station, she was like had approached us. I think it was at the Inland Invasion, and she was like, "I want you guys to do the Christmas song." And we were like, "Cool, you know." But like, how are we going to do it without coming off cheesy, you know, or campy or something?
Right.
And we didn't want to do a traditional Christmas song. And we kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And we were on tour in Europe, and they were like, if you guys want to be on the CD, you guys got to go in, like, tonight to a studio. And we were like, we didn't have anything written. And the only thing was I had that little melody for the chorus, just like I was humming this melody. And we went into the studio and just wrote the song on the spot. And it was just like one of those moments. It was cool, man. We were just kind of like, okay, this better be good, because this is going on the CD regardless if it's good or not. surprisingly, man, it just came out really cool, you know, and I think it's just a great song, you know, and I've spent countless Christmases on the road.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And
it's one of my favorite songs on the entire CD. I just absolutely love that song.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I dig that song. I've been playing when we got done recording that track, I seriously played that song like 40 times in a row. I was like,
no kidding. Check that's
you
awesome. Song.
Hey, I also wanted to mention, while we have you on, you're going to be night number one of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, Saturday night the 9th.
Yeah,
and
massive, man.
I would like to put in my request that you play that one live.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we already figured they were like, Kevin and Bean are digging it, so I was like, oh, that means we're going to have to play that one live.
Excellent.
No,
yeah, we'll
it is
on that one.
Excellent.
It is one of the highlights of Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, and you've been on the road. You probably haven't heard what all's on this album, but it comes out tomorrow.
Tell me about it.
Well, we got OK Go is on it, Angels and Airwaves, Hinder, Jurassic 5, Snow Patrol, She Wants Revenge, Plus 44, Cartel, Take It Back Sunday, 30 Seconds to Mars, a bunch of other, and tons of comedy. You know, people like Steve-O and Will Ferrell is on, Mr. T, Kevin Smith. I mean, a lot of our friends that have come in over, you know, the course of the past year. So it's really great. And it's all for charity. And this is what's awesome about Papa Roach is you call them up and you go, guys, we need this for, can you do this for the charity Christmas CD? And they're like, we're on it, man. And you heard they were going to turn it in, even if it was bad. That's how committed they are.
Even if it was bad. Here's what I like about you, though. You're still the kid that waits until the night before the paper is due.
Yep.
Exactly.
I love that.
We procrastinated, and just got in the studio and threw down. We're like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You know
yeah, and see, then you're the a-hole that gets an A on the test the next day, and everybody else that's been studying for 2 weeks, they get a C. Son of a bitch.
I'm glad we had you on to tell us that story. I'm really glad you told us that story about how you wrote that thing with a gun to your head, because it's unbelievable you could come out with something that sounds so good under so much pressure. That's really impressive, Jacoby.
Yeah, it was a cool experience, man. It was like, I mean, we just got in there and started playing a riff. Tobin, our bass player, he does a lot of songwriting and stuff, and he just whipped it together between him and Jerry, and just we threw down real quick. Dave came in like right at the last minute to throw the congas on the end. It was just going to be like just the guitars and vocals, and then we put shakers and congas on it. And
you got to have congas. You can't have enough congas as far as I can see.
Seriously.
The Papa Roach CD is in stores now called The Paramore Sessions, and it's a very, very strong record. You guys will love it. And, of course, you've heard To Be Loved here on K-Rock. So when you go to Best Buy tomorrow, wherever you are in Southern California, to buy Kevin and Bean Super Christmas, go ahead and pick up the Papa Roach 2 and keep listening to K-Rock as we announce details on when tickets go on sale to see the guys December 9th at the Gibson Amphitheater. You know, I was thinking, Jacoby, before we brought you on the phone, we've known you for a number of years now, and you are always one of our favorite guests and one of the coolest dudes, man. We really appreciate the time you give us.
Hey, dude, thanks for the support, for real, man. Like I said, I really appreciate it myself. So
absolutely. And for those of you that wonder how we can do it for $6.99, Jacoby didn't get paid. That's how.
Yep. God bless him.
It's all good, though, man. It's for a good cause.
So thank you. We totally appreciate it, Jacoby.
All right, cool. Hey, take care out there, man. We'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, man.
Peace.
Bye. I'm glad he's gonna play that song. That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
We get so many bands that come through and they'll do a Christmas song for us, and then they play our Christmas show and they don't play the song.
Well, they don't. There's no tie in there. Why would they? Now, I mentioned it's on sale at all Best Buy stores tomorrow. But if you want to get your copy signed, there's only one place to do it this year, and that's the Kevin and Bean Super Christmas Live, which is going to be at the new Best Buy store in Signal Hill. It's 2701 Cherry Avenue, at the corner of Cherry Avenue and 28th Street, just four blocks south of the 405. And we're going to be broadcasting live out there all day long tomorrow morning. OK Go is going to be performing. Greenbrier Lane, of course, they're all over the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD this year. They're going to be there. Live music from Kevin Federlesi. I think we got a couple of pairs of acoustic Christmas tickets we're going to be giving away. I think we're doing that tomorrow.
Yep.
It's going to be good times. You got
to
come down.
And next hour, we are going to talk to Snow Patrol about their song on the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD, the Kevin and Bean Super Christmas tomorrow. Speaking of Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com does a piece on it. Here's a little taste of that.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's not Kevin. That's not Harvey.
And a Cassie New Year.
No. That's not Harvey. That wasn't him? No. Harvey plays himself on the CD, and it's actually very funny. And Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, we call him the Hammer, joins us at K-Rock right now. Good morning, Harvey.
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
Very impressed, by the way. You're a big, big man to come on the show after that tirade you did on the stage of the Laugh Factory over the weekend.
When you started
screaming the N-word at that guy.
That was not Harvey.
I was embarrassed for you.
That was not Harvey.
What happened, dude? For folks who are just waking up on this Monday morning thinking, wow, Michael Richards, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. He was Kramer from Seinfeld. What happened this weekend, dude?
He was at the Laugh Factory on Friday night, and there were these two guys kind of in the cheap seats who were kind of saying, you know, you're not that funny. And they were a little bit loud, and they were African-American.
Right.
And he just launched into an unbelievable tirade, an unbelievable racial tirade, and he was just hurling the N-word around. But, I mean, when we got hold of this video. I mean, somebody there shot this.
Right.
We got hold of it. And it's one of those things where you just think, wow, that hardly ever happens, where you see a celebrity that genuinely angry, and I guess honest.
50 years ago, we'd have had you upside down with an effing fork up your ass, was the first thing that he said, which is nice.
And it went downhill from there. But this wasn't performance art. He wasn't trying to be funny. He just lost it.
He just lost it. I mean, there's no way you can call this performance. I mean, these guys were furious, and he just kept going and, you know, and calling them, mother effers, and this was not performance art. This was not. I mean, he just set him off.
We got an email from a listener saying that he genuinely liked or worked with or whatever Andy Kaufman, and that's why I was thinking maybe it was
a setup.
Some kind of a setup, a couple of his friends or something.
No,
but
no, this was for sure not a setup.
Wow.
No, and you know what, and by all rights, this video would never have been shot. I mean, the only reason the video was shot was because the guy who shot it never really intended to do it. It's just when Richard started going off on the stage, he whipped the camera out, but it wasn't like he was there shooting the performance, so it wasn't like Richard knew he was going to be taped.
Right.
Right, good thinking. You know, it's funny because when Mel Gibson got in all that trouble for his drunken remarks over the summer.
I heard about that.
Right, yeah, of course you did. But, you know, the first thing people thought is, wow, what's that going to do to his career? But Michael Richard doesn't have that problem, right? There's no possible damage that can be done to his career at this point.
Well, I mean, who wants to walk down the street? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine.
You know, I'm sure he was this kind of beloved guy that everybody, oh, you were so funny on Seinfeld. We loved you.
Yeah.
It's just an iconic show. And now all of a sudden, it's this. I mean, you superimpose an image over a nice one that you just can't comprehend.
Harvey, how come people have such a hard time with video cameras? Because the video that is from that night that's on your site, it's fantastic to be able to see it, but you can't hear it, you can't see what's going on.
Sure you can hear it. What kind of cheap-ass computer do you have?
Dude, I'm telling you, we listened to it. We were going to try and play it on the air, but it's just hard to understand what he's saying.
You can understand
Well, he's in the audience of a show. He's not exactly set up to tape professionally either, but it is good that the guy was there.
It is that you put the words up on TMZ.com, which is a great idea because then you can totally understand what he's saying.
First of all, I was very up all night, so, you know, I'll launch on you if you're going to start.
Dude, not at all. It's the best thing ever, Harvey.
We are going to get to your Michael Jackson story, but first I want to ask you this. From time to time, Harvey, when you're on, I always ask you a lawyer question because, you know, people think you're just, you know, an entertainment reporter, but you're actually a lawyer. And all these lawsuits that are being filed against Sacha Baron Cohen for the Borat movie, apparently he was going around when he was making the movie and he was telling people, oh, it's I'm shooting this for overseas, it'll never be seen, or your face won't be seen, or your association won't be seen. How much trouble could he be in if what he told the people turns out to be separate from what he ended up using the material for?
Well, I don't think it was him. I mean, the way these lawsuits come down, and I've talked to a couple of the people who were involved in this, they're saying the producers told them, hey, this is being shot by the government of Kazakhstan, it's never going to air in the U.S.
Right.
And, you know, there's something in the law called fraud in the inducement. And what that means is even if you sign a legally binding contract, if someone defrauded you into signing it, the contract may not be valid. So the release they signed arguably might not be valid if they were lied to in order to get them to sign it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, the reality of it is, you know, take these two frat kids who, you know, were just incredibly racist. What jury is going to award them any money no matter what they believe?
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, they could be, you know, $25,000, you make them go away, and then it just becomes the cost of doing business for Fox that they may end up paying a couple hundred grand, but they're making millions of dollars off the movie.
Now, this etiquette business is the latest one that you have up on your site, and that's the woman who had the dinner, and and he brought down poo in a bag.
Have you seen the movie, Harvey?
No, I haven't.
What?
Oh my God, and she's so gracious. I have to say, she's shockingly gracious.
Harvey?
No. I mean, listen, I've been hearing you guys. Well, wait a minute. Which one of you? Ralph hasn't seen it.
No, Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike hasn't seen it.
Oh, Psycho Mike hasn't seen it. That's right.
So Borat goes to this, you know, this Southern dinner, and he's asking all these questions about how we do it here in America. And he's pretending, the character is pretending that he's never really used an actual bathroom, and he's not really sure how it works. And he ends up taking what he's supposed to flush in a bag and carries it back to the table and asks this lady, what should I do with this? Okay, he's got a bag of poo at the dinner table. What do I do with this? And that's the woman, I guess, on your site Friday. You said now she's talking about maybe sue him because she was told this wasn't what it was turned out to be, right?
I mean, that's funny, you know what?
It is.
You know, yes, it is.
Funny as hell.
Like her, who comes off very well, frankly,
I think
very
so too,
patient,
has got to be suing only because she thinks she needs a cut.
She wants money.
Yeah, maybe so.
Right. Which is fine. What'd she get, like $200 or something?
Yeah.
Harvey is so right, though. It's the cost of doing business. If they end up paying out a couple hundred thousand, it's nothing compared to the $100 million this movie's going to make.
By the way, the other guy that looks good is the driving instructor.
Can we follow her and maybe make a sexy time with her?
No.
Why not?
Because a woman has a right to choose who she has sex with.
What?
How about that? That's good, huh?
Is not good for me.
All right, last story we have time for. If you're just joining us, our pal Harvey the Hammer Levin on the line from TMZ.com, the entertainment website of choice. What's the Michael Jackson story you were going to tell us about?
You guys are going to hate me for this.
Why?
I have been dreading coming on the show for 4 days now.
You can't talk about it?
No, I'll tell you what. I mean, if you want to beat me up on this, I deserve to be. But when I told you guys this, I was all ready to do it. And the fact is, I mean, nothing was told to me off the record.
Right.
But this icon I was telling you about, I started thinking about it, and I thought, you know what? This person never said off the record, but I'm not positive that this person really ever intended me to talk about this. And the more I thought about it, the more it started bothering my conscience. And I'm going to fall on the sword in this one. And I'm sorry.
Conscience? Come
You're
on.
A lawyer. How much conscience can there be?
I have just been dreading.
All right, Hammer, listen. If an email were to show up in one of our boxes from a random person, we would be more than happy to share it with the audience.
You can beat me up on this. I shouldn't have done it until I was... I really, really thought I was going to do it, and I just thought, you know, I just didn't... There was something that didn't make me feel right about it.
If we were to go out to lunch today and I were to find out that story, say, from someone else at the table...
Are you buying?
Yes!
Harvey, refresh my memory. You said it involved Michael Jackson, another celebrity, and Bubbles, and a couple of enemas, right?
I did say
that's what he said, enemas. And now he's backing up and saying he doesn't want to say it.
Aww.
All right, listen, leave the celebrity out. Just tell us the Michael Jackson part.
I can't. I mean, you know what? I just knew that. Look, it's my fault. If you want to, you can hammer me.
Okay, we know it's your fault, but we want to know if somebody gave a monkey an enema. That's what we want to know.
Come on, Harvey. That's too good. That's too good a tease.
What the hell do you think?
Listen, we don't know, because you said Michael Jackson, and you said another superstar celebrity, and you said Bubbles. Now, that's three a-holes, and you said two enemas. Who got the enema? Come on! Come on, Harvey!
Harvey, Bubbles is dead. If Bubbles got an enema, you can't hurt Bubbles.
Bubbles was not my problem here.
Okay, so Bubbles didn't get the enema. Bubbles gave the enema. Bubbles came out in the enema. Come on, Harvey.
You gotta come. I mean, I feel really bad. And if you want, you know what, beat me up. You
listen, you've done 1,000 favors for us, so we're still at your mercy. But my God, don't give us that kind of tease.
Do not tease us
like that.
All right. If you want to find out everything going on in the world of showbiz, except for the only story you care about, then go to TMZ.com.
No, this tape today was pretty damn good.
Yes, it was.
No, it's great.
Spectacular.
It's good stuff.
You do have to see it.
Stuff.
TMZ.com is where to go, and we'll try and get the story out of Harvey at some point in the future. And
thanks, Harvey. We appreciate it, man.
Bye now.
Rob is here with the showbiz beat. Good morning.
I was this close to hanging out with Britney Spears this weekend. I didn't even know it.
What?
Yeah.
You were at the same place in
Vegas?
Same
place, same time. This close.
You could have had her.
Huh. Could have. Instead, Mario Lopez was hanging out with her.
Yeah!
No.
Easy, psycho. Apparently, no one is enjoying being separated from her husband more than Britney Spears.
Good for her.
Good.
Partying all weekend in Las Vegas, she was seen betting pretty heavy at the Mint, which is at the Palms Hotel and Casino. That's their high limit lounge there where they have their gaming. And according to onlookers, Britney raked in about $10,000 in winnings from blackjack.
Wow.
Hitting.
She was sitting there in a short black mini dress looking great. Hit a good streak. Walked away with about 10 grand. She was hanging out with Mario Lopez.
All right.
And then the two went up with a small group to Moon Nightclub, the brand new nightclub, which is in the Playboy Club. There
which
at the
is
Bums,
where you were.
Which is where I was.
Huh. How about that?
The Playboy Club's got three different levels. You've got the Italian restaurant Nova underneath, which apparently is awesome. Then the Playboy Club is where the bunnies and the gambling are. And then upstairs is Moon, their big nightclub that's got one of those...
have to show your ass to get in?
Decks that looks out all over Vegas, the Oscars of Vegas. And you do. You drop your pants and you moon Vegas. It's very exciting.
I like it.
She was there Friday night, and I was there Saturday.
Oh, you could have so had her. If it just didn't work out.
Yeah, wow. Brittany doesn't strike me as as someone who would be a good card player.
Good point.
I'm just saying. In her defense, it's just counting to 21. Oh, wait a minute. What am I saying? You're right. There's no way she could have pulled that off.
That's
right.
Blind exactly. Luck.
No way. She would have somebody whisper in her ear. Mario Lopez would be like, that's 18. You should stop.
How much is it now?
It's still 18. You haven't taken any cards yet.
Is this the game that you have to have $10 million in the bank before you can even sit at the table, or am I thinking of Casino Royale?
I think you're thinking of Casino Royale.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Very different.
Very different.
It's poker.
Apparently, while she was at the Palm, she also went into the recording studio there and laid down a few tracks. So she's just partying, singing, dancing, drinking, gambling.
Hey, doesn't she still have young children? Anyone think about that?
No.
Really good question.
No, he got those. Remember, he wrote on the door, give me my kids, bitch.
Yeah, but one of the kids is like 2 months old, Ralph.
Whatever. They just you know what you do? You put a bowl of water and a bowl of food
on the floor. No, that's animals, Ralph.
No,
that's pets.
What?
You don't do that with kids.
Put down some newspaper and take off.
I think you're mistaken, Kevin. I know you got a couple, but I don't think you know how it's all done.
I'm guessing she has a nanny that she left the kids with. I'm guessing.
Nah.
That's breastfeeding them.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes got married over the weekend.
Yeah?
I'm not going to talk about this anymore.
Good for you.
I was going to do another story, but I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
It's a fake wedding anyway, right?
Well, they were already married.
Kind of was, yeah.
They were already married in L.A., apparently, before they left for Rome. Because for some reason, Italy doesn't recognize Scientology as being a real religion.
That is hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, indeed. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Penguins rule supreme. $42.3 million. Happy Feet.
Nice.
Made over the weekend in its debut. Just edging out James Bond in Casino Royale with $40.6 million. So I went to check out the performance of Daniel Craig as the new James Bond.
I thought he was great.
I think he did a pretty good job. But come on. The poison thing in the car with the defibrillator? Come on. Come on.
That was my favorite moment of the movie when he said, you okay?
Yeah, she just happens to find him dying in his car. And I'm going to go take a look for Bond. Maybe he's lying in his car dying. I'm going to check out there.
And she saw the lead wire and knew what to do with it.
I knew what to do. I'll just plug in his heart defibrillator.
Get me started.
This is early Bond, and it was awfully light on gadgets, so I guess they felt like they had to work something
in
somewhere.
See, can we put a defibrillator in his glove compartment? Okay, that'll be good. We'll move that in. Borat was number three at the box office, then The Santa Claus Flushed Away, Stranger Than Fiction, Babel, Saw 3, The Departed, The Queen. That rounds out your top 10 at the box office. I know I do the story every time we talk about James Bond, but I can't get over it, so I'm going to talk about it again. The Times of London newspaper has announced that a 23-year-old diehard James Bond fan named David Fearn of Walsall, England, has changed his name. Now, you might think he would have changed his name to James Bond or Ian Fleming or any other Bond-related name, but here is his whole entire name that he has changed it to. James, Dr. No from Russia with Love, Goldfinger, Thunderball, You Only Live Twice, on Her Majesty's Secret Service, Diamonds Are Forever, Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun, The Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, For Your Eyes Only, Octopus, A View to a Kill, The Living Daylights, License to Kill, Golden Night, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World's Not Enough, Die Another Day, Casino Royale, Bond.
Wow.
That's his name.
Where did you come from, Planet Loser?
Yeah.
His driver's license is poster size.
It takes him a day and a half to check into a hotel. It's not even worth it. And Bill O'Reilly is telling people who listen to his TV show there on Fox News that they should boycott the advertisers on the Fox special that O.J. Simpson is doing next Monday with Judith Regan talking about his new book, If I Did It.
So he works for Fox.
Right.
And he's saying don't watch Fox.
And not only that, but boycott the advertisers who do advertise on the Fox special.
Oh, right. He's going to get rubbed out.
You mean
on the OJ thing?
Yeah, anyone who advertises during that part of programming on Fox, you should boycott their advertisers. Pretty bold for a guy who's employed by Fox to speak out so vociferously against it. He said, if every American walked away from this OJ garbage, it wouldn't happen. He's probably right.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, if nobody watched, there wouldn't be any incentive for networks to put it on.
I just hope Bill doesn't forget his sunglasses in any restaurant that he eats at, man. That's all I'm saying. He's going to have a bad awakening when he gets back to his house. OJ will explain things to him.
By the way, it's funny that Geraldo is also out beating the bushes about this OJ special.
He's upset.
Yeah, he's very upset. And no one has done worse stuff than Geraldo in the history of television, and he's out trying to smear that show.
No bigger freaker ambulance chaser in the world than Geraldo.
I mean, wouldn't Geraldo have OJ on in a second if he could?
Oh, sure. That'd be like Pat O'Brien saying, you know, Entertainment Tonight shouldn't talk about anorexia.
Right.
I'm outraged. By the way, we've got the autopsy photos of Nicole Simpson's death. Tonight of the insider. Today's celebrity birthday is Bo Derek. You know her from Running Down the Beach in the movie 10 with Dudley Moore. Made her an international superstar because she was hot.
Yep.
And then she did that Tarzan movie, too. I forgot that. Did you ever see that Tarzan movie she's in?
I don't think so.
She plays Jane. He just humps her all over the place.
I don't think so.
Very sexy Tarzan movie. She's 50 years old today. Nadine Velasquez, who plays Catalina on My Name is Earl. She's the sexy maid on that show. 28 years old today. And Mike D., our pal from the B
Steve.
Boys. See, if you
we'll
both
work on that.
Do it,
we'll
it all,
work on that.
Just, it's all bad.
Well, Mike started jumping in.
Jumping in?
And Bean still kind of feels
late.
It's his thing.
He's like slacking.
No, you two are going to have to arm wrestle it out or something.
I'll
something.
Kick his ass.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike is 41.
I know you would.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
There's a banjo in that song, for God's sakes. There's a banjo.
There is.
It's funny because earlier today we played Papa Roach and their great Christmas song from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, and it's got bongos in it. And now we're playing the Snow Patrol song and it's got the banjo in it. And why is that song so good? Somebody answer me.
Bean, there's no answer to that question no matter how many times you ask it.
Tell me why it's so good.
Because it's well written and well sung.
I love the original version of that song by the band Low out of Minnesota, and that's a new cover version from the band Snow Patrol, and you can only get it on Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, which is available starting tomorrow for just $6.99 at all Southern California Best Buy stores. Yeah, you can buy it everywhere, but if you want to have it signed, there's only one place you can do that tomorrow morning.
That's right. We're going to be in Signal Hill at the Best Buy. And we're going to be there all morning broadcasting the show live, and then right after the show, we are going to sign them if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our only thing that we're going to be doing for the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD this year, because when we get back, it's all acoustic.
That's right. And by the way, we got a couple emails this morning from people who said, hey, what's the deal? I want to come by first thing in the morning. Am I going to be able to buy my CD, even though the Best Buy store isn't open yet? And the answer is yes, because we are going to be broadcasting live from the parking lot. They are setting up, I guess, a little remote booth so that they can sell the CD to you. And even if you can't stick around till the end of the show for us to sign, at least you can get it first, make sure you got yours, and then hit the road after that.
Yeah, especially considering that it is Thanksgiving week, which means Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's going to be a lot of shopping going on. So if you want to pick it up, make sure that you do it tomorrow, Tuesday. That's when it comes out. Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas.
35 tracks, all new stuff. She Wants Revenge, plus 44, Taking Back Sunday, 30 Seconds to Mars, Hinder, Greenbrier Lane, Jurassic 5, Angels and Airwaves, Papa Roach, we mentioned. The band OK Go is not only on the CD, but they're going to be live with us tomorrow morning in Signal Hill, and they're going to be playing a few songs live for us tomorrow morning that you can come down and see.
Speaking of live music, by the way, Federlezzi, yeah? I think, is going to make an appearance tomorrow.
I can't wait. That?
First live performance.
That's going to be awesome.
Of a Federlezzi song.
Yeah.
So.
It is kind of funny that our Federlezzi, who, of course, is the great Ashton Kutcher, is going to be doing it tomorrow for way more people than the real Federline has ever performed
yes,
for.
Yes, that's correct. That is correct, yeah. That's what I love about it. So, anyway, that's all coming up tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We are waiting for Gary Lightbody, who's the lead singer of Snow Patrol.
Oh, great.
And Lightning has given us all kinds of different information on the screen. He's going to be here in 1 second. He's going to be here in 20 seconds. They're teleconferencing him in. Now they don't know where he is. Now
is
they
he
don't
with Fred Willard? Is
now
it
they don't know. Now they don't know who he is. It's just it changes every 5 seconds. But it's a fantastic song. And like Bean said, you can only get it on the Kevin and Me Christmas CD, Super Christmas. And we can only stall for so much longer, I would guess. Right?
Well, we can mention whether we get our guest or not. We are going to be doing Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew Monday edition. If you want to give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We're going to take your calls and give you a prize coming up. Let's give Gary 30 more seconds.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting. That's liberating and will be true to you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting till something's through. You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright.
to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting.
Thank you, Fred. Gary Lightbody, good morning.
Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, not at all. Pleasure.
We had your band. We're lucky enough to have your band on last month. You played live for us in the studio. That was great. And I understand you're back in town. You guys are playing the American Music Awards tomorrow night. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
Fantastic. Oh, that's a fun show. That's great. We just played your song from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, and we're all dying to know how you selected that great song, Just Like Christmas, to cover.
Well, Low, the band that wrote the song and did it originally, are one of our favorite bands. It's always been, ever since I heard it, it's always been my favorite Christmas song. I've never really, you know, wanted to cover any sort of traditional Christmas song.
Right.
So it's kind of a modern take on a very traditional theme.
Well, we're so glad that you picked that. That's the reason one of the reasons we like to do the Christmas CD is because you get the same old songs by the same old people.
Right.
And it's cool to get a different interpretation or a different brand new song or whatever.
And a lot of people don't realize there really are good Christmas songs that are still being written and recorded. But unfortunately, you know, most mainstream radio is never gonna play them. A band like Low, you're never going to hear really that much, you know. And they are great. And I'm going to tell you, Gary, I've been a Low fan for a number of years myself. I hope you don't think this is blasphemous. I think your version is even better than their version of that song.
Well, that is kind of blasphemous. But, I'll just not comment.
But you'll take it, right? You're going to be at Almost Acoustic Christmas. We're excited about that. Night number two. You're going to be playing with Angels and Airwaves and Beck and Evanescence, Foo Fighters, Gnarls Barkley, Panic at the Disco, She Wants Revenge, Killers, Raconteurs. And I was hoping that we could get you to play that song that night.
That night?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to talk to the rest of the band.
Would you mind? Because it's so great to hear special versions of Christmas songs like that when you play the show.
It puts us in the mood.
I'm not promising anything.
Okay.
Just right now.
You can promise that you'll ask, that you'll check.
Ask,
okay,
yes.
Excellent.
We'll have a committee meeting.
Excellent.
Now, we've been telling everybody, Gary, that our CD, which again, we thank you for contributing to because the proceeds all do go to some great local charities, goes on sale at Best Buy stores tomorrow for just $6.99. And as far as we can tell, the only place people can buy your song, your version of Just Like Christmas, is on our CD. Is that the case?
That is the case. I think we covered it at a small acoustic show, and it was recorded on somebody's phone or something. I don't know if it's a bad version of it, but it's certainly the best version of it anywhere.
Excellent. Well, we totally appreciate it. I mean, without the bands, you know, stepping up and doing stuff, which you, of course, don't get paid for, that's very cool of you to do, and we wouldn't have a CD if you didn't do that, so thanks very much.
So, Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas comes out everywhere tomorrow. All the Best Buy stores, pick it up if you can. Also, Snow Patrol, of course, their CD is in stores now, and it is terrific. It's called Open Eyes, and you're going to be on the American Music Awards tomorrow night, and then I guess we'll see you coming up in December at K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Gary, we know we got you out of bed early this morning to come on to talk to us. We really appreciate your time, dude.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you soon. Thanks. It's time for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
Very exciting on Mondays when we unveil the new prize. And today, guys, just in time for the holidays, it's a $100 gift certificate from Kevin Jewelers, California's choice for diamonds with 21 locations in a mall near you. How about that?
I feel like it's a giving kind of the time of the year. So, yeah.
Can you get me a deal with your jewelry shop?
Of course,
Kevin?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Of course.
No interest till 2008.
Let's go to...
Wow. Same as cash?
Exactly.
How do they do it?
Volume.
This Thanksgiving weekend, guys, Kevin Jewelers is practically giving away diamonds. If you don't buy from them, you both lose money.
They stock them deep and sell them cheap. That's what I heard.
Exactly.
Mike in Calabasas. Good morning.
What's going on, guys?
What do you do, nephew?
So, Michael Richards says that about black people.
Right.
And no one makes us think about it, but...
Hey, the story just broke this morning.
Yeah, we've made us think about it.
What do you mean no one makes us think about it? Okay.
Well...
Do you have anything else?
I guess not.
But I mean, where
there will be a stink, I'm sure, but it just happened this morning.
Where were you going with that comment?
Well, I was just going to say that Mel Gibson, just seconds after he says his thing, and everyone is about to boycott his entire life.
Right.
Well, how do you boycott a guy who's not working?
Who doesn't have a career.
I'm not going to watch those movies you're not in.
You know that TV series you don't have? Well, I'm not going to watch it. I mean, I don't know how much worse Michael Richards' career could be. I mean, this might be the best thing that's happened to his career in the last 5 years.
Yeah, you need to just hang out for a minute. Let things percolate for a bit.
I'm sure by this afternoon there'll be all kinds of outrage for you. You can just roll around in it. Just happened.
Aww. David Longbeach was going to say that he had seen Michael Richards do that. To a waiter.
Use that word?
At a restaurant.
Really? Oh.
Yes, but that's...
Say that word to a waiter at a restaurant?
That's what he was going to say. We don't have any way of knowing.
That's how you get good service right there.
That's what he was going to say.
Oh, I don't like the black waiters, Jerry.
Here's the best story ever. Megan in Glendale, good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do, baby boo?
Okay. Excuse me, sorry.
It's okay.
I work in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at work last week, and Kevin Federline came in with five of his friends.
Nice.
Yes. And their bill, they're drinking all night. They're ordering the most expensive stuff, of
sure.
course. He even pulled me aside and was like, do you know who I am? I was like, yeah.
Wow, do you know who I am from Federline?
Did you say unfortunately yes?
Was this before or after the divorce was mentioned?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm not the best at keeping up on the Star tabloids.
All right.
But, so the bill comes. The bill's like $450. I drop it off. I'm like, hey, cool, thanks, guys. See you later.
Popo's out.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And Kevin Federline pulls out his credit card and gives it to me, and he's like, here, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
I go to run the credit card, run it on five different computers. It declines.
Yes. Nice. Must have been after the divorce.
Must have been after the breakup.
Awesome.
So what did you do?
Well, I come back, and I work at a fine dining restaurant, so we're not supposed to embarrass the people and say, like, oh, dude, your credit card's declined.
But they're also not usually guys like Federline.
You're supposed to say, Mr. Federline, I'm sorry, there's a problem with this card. Do you have another card we could use?
Yes, exactly. Right. I said, I'm so sorry, I'm pretty sure it's our system is not able to read your card. And so he's like, oh, I'm Kevin Federline. Your system can't read my card. And I was like, I'm so sorry. So he gives me another card. Again, I do the same thing. Like,
awesome.
Five different computer terminals. It declines.
Awesome. That's so great.
I had the manager go up because I'm really embarrassed for him at this point. And I don't want him to yell at me, and so...
You should have shouted from the register, hey, Kevin, this one got declined, too!
Megan,
how do you handle a situation like this with a patron, Federline or not, when they don't have any money and they've already had the meal and drinks? What do you do?
You know what? This has only happened to me one other time where I've tried two credit cards and they've both declined, and fortunately the woman had cash. And
cash. So what did Federline do? Did one of his cards finally work?
No. He just tried to, and at this point, I think his friends were kind of embarrassed. So one of his friends was like, hey, dude, it's all right. I'll pay for it. I got it. And so Kevin's like, okay, but I got the tip. So $400. The restaurant I work at, mm-hmm. if we get 15%, that sucks.
Right.
We always get 20 and above.
Right.
He leaves me $20. $150 bill.
What a piece of...
$20.
So he made a point of saying he wanted to take care of the tip.
Yes.
That's
and so
awesome.
now, if you walk into the girls' locker room, there is his declined credit card slip and the $20 thing.
That's fantastic, Megan.
I would so eBay that if I were you.
Yeah. Although, I don't...
I'll get, like, sued or something if I do that.
I don't believe you that it's on the wall in the girls' locker room. I may need to come down.
Just to see for sure?
Just to see for sure, exactly. Uh-oh. Thank you, Megan. Fantastic call. Enjoy your gift certificate. That's great.
What a
you
got
to get used to that. That's going to be happening a lot to him in future years.
Meanwhile, Britney's partying up in Vegas this weekend, making cash, swigging booze, running around. Just what he loves to do, and he can't buy a meal.
Can't do it at all.
Oh, I love it.
Brandon in Calabasas. Good morning.
What a do, nephew.
What a do, nephew.
Hey, Brandon.
So I got a little bit of an interesting situation here. So I go to Spasmatics last night, which is an 80s cover band of Dragonfly Sunday nights.
Right.
Definitely worthwhile checking out. Decent plug. So I'm chilling, and I'm talking to this girl who actually is 33. I lied to her and told her that I'm 26 and still pulling it off. Even though I'm really only 22.
Right.
Cute chick. And all of a sudden, I turn around, and some guy's all over her. And I'm like, dude, why am I being, rooster blocked? You guys can use your imagination for the rooster.
Sure, yes.
And I turn around, and, this guy has red hair. I'm like, who is this dude? I get a better look at him, and it's Danny freaking Bonaducci.
Nice.
No.
Swooping in and taking your action.
How am I supposed
to compete with Danny Bonaduce.
You can't
compete
with a Partridge. He's married.
I'm no teen star.
No.
Come on now.
That's
true.
You know,
and I mean, it's just, I think it's a, you know, just a big problem with Hollywood.
As far as I'm concerned, Brandon, I run at him and just take him down.
Because
that guy doesn't know how to fight, right?
What about Lisa's suggestion, which is to point out to the young lady that maybe Danny has a wife at home, so maybe you'd be a better choice?
Well, I think probably if enough of us have seen this show that we know that he's probably having a little bit of trouble anyway. So, and I don't know, you know, I wasn't sure that, I don't think he's supposed to be drinking, but he seemed maybe a little intoxicated. That or just very happy, but he had a huge smile on his face the whole time.
Yeah, at that point, you just walk away, Brandon.
Yeah, in all fairness, all's well that ends well, and she, you know, she was a good broad, and she came back, so it's good.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there you go.
She dumped his ass for you.
But end of the day, I couldn't close the deal, so, you know.
See, you were the wrong guy then. She should have stayed with him.
Danny would have been able to close the deal.
That's what I'm saying, but, yeah. You know, snaps to him.
You're bad. Thanks for calling.
Snaps to him?
Snaps to him.
All right.
Exactly. Snaps to him.
By the way, we're friends with Danny, and we don't know whether Brandon's story is accurate or not. I mean, it certainly is possible that it's not, but it's still,
and it could be possible he was just flirting with the gal with no intention of doing anything else.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
And it could be possible that what he's saying is true. Christina in San Pedro, good morning.
You always got to go there, don't you?
I'm just saying, it's all the possibilities.
Try to make nice, you got to make bad.
All the possibilities.
Why'd you say Danny should kill himself?
I did say that.
Finish every conversation the way you usually do it, they should kill themselves.
Christina,
God forbid we ever get in any kind of trouble and count on Kevin to have her back.
Right.
Huh?
Or
just pile it on.
Or Ralph and Bean did kill that lady. That's all I'm saying. They could have done it.
I know it's like, I know it's likely that he didn't,
hey,
but I'm going to assume and make sure the audience knows that he did.
I'm going to assume guilt. That's me.
Wow.
And I hope they killed themselves. That's what he's going to say about us.
You're rough.
Hello.
Hey, listen, we're talking, lady. Hold on a second.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. I saw Michael Richards 2 years ago at the Laugh Factory.
Yes.
And he made a comment saying that Christians solve their problems by killing people.
Is he one of those guys that tries to do the outrageous and thought that he was just doing that again?
He's got a lot to say.
I think so. He made a comment about Iraq. He was going on and on about it, about how Christians solve their problems by murdering people. It was the worst stand-up I've ever seen live.
It doesn't really sound like comedy.
It doesn't sound funny, I'll tell you that.
It wasn't funny at all. It was very awkward, very uncomfortable.
Was he a stand-up?
I'll tell you, Jerry, those Christian blacks are the worst.
Was he a stand-up before Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, did stand-up, did sketch comedy, did improv. He's done a lot of stuff.
Kevin, you want to accuse Christina of anything? Maybe she did something that you can pile on about.
Maybe Michael Richards did do that.
Everything's good. No
worries. Maybe he should kill himself.
No worries at all.
Maybe he should
kill
himself.
Let's close with Roman in West L.A. because he has a very funny story. As you know, it was PlayStation 3 mania over the weekend. People just going berserk buying and selling these items. And Roman, you picked up, you got some PS3s? What's the deal?
Yeah, I dropped, I was a fool and dropped $3,000 on two of them.
Oh. $3,000 for two PS3s.
I know.
I hope you sold them at a profit.
I wasn't selling them. So I put them in the garage, their Christmas presents. I come out yesterday morning, the garage wall had fallen, and the PlayStation 3s are no more.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed when it first happened, but I just kind of look at it now. I'm like, oh,
it's funny.
God.
I mean, that is funny.
The wall had fallen on top of them and broke them?
Well, the wall collapsed. It's like a storage wall.
Right.
There was a bunch of crap up there, and it was just we were keeping the Christmas presents up there, and then they collapsed, and goodbye.
That's awesome.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what happens when you try to gouge the people, I guess.
Yeah.
He wasn't gouging.
He got gouged.
He paid.
I bought him for $3,000.
And then lost.
But I thought you, weren't you turning around and selling
them
again?
No, they were Christmas presents for my brother and my girlfriend.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Well, you'll just have to give them the remains and say, look, man.
I tried.
Here's
what, I put it back together.
This is what it was going to be.
Here's some super glue.
Merry Christmas.
Wow, that does hurt. I want to thank all of our many guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including Michael Furtick. He is the founder and CEO of ReputationDefender.com. Check it out if you want to clean up what's written about you or photos that are posted of you online. It's a pretty interesting idea. Also, thanks to Harvey the Hammer Levin. Oh, if you weren't listening earlier, the
My
story
God.
He told us about Michael Jackson with the monkey and the
anima. We can't say it again. Just that one time. It's the only time we could talk about it.
was unbelievable. I can't believe it happened the way he described it. But thanks to Harvey, check out TMZ.com for all the latest. Thanks to Gary Lightbody. He is the lead singer of the band Snow Patrol. Tomorrow night on the American Music Awards. Also, their song Just Like Christmas on Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, available in Best Buy stores everywhere tomorrow. And thanks to Kobe Shaddix from the band Papa Roach. Their song is also available at Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, and it's called Not Coming Home. And both of those bands, Snow Patrol and Papa Roach, are going to be appearing at K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Stand by for details on when tickets go on sale.
There are no black guys in those bands, are there, Jerry?
Tomorrow morning, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Best Buy in Signal Hill. I think that's
Signal Hill.
It's kind of a little city right in the middle of Long Beach, I think.
Mm-hmm. Long Beach adjacent.
That's what I hear. 2701 Cherry Avenue. We're going to be there from 6 to 10, and we are going to be selling the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD as they go on sale tomorrow, and we're going to be signing them at the end of the show, and that's going to be the only event that we do around the Christmas CD. So if you can join us, fantastic. We have some live music from OK Go. And Federlezy is actually going to stop by, I think, and do a little, a few of his songs, maybe.
That's cool.
And Greenbrier Lane, who's all over this Christmas CD, they'll be showing up as well.
Live Lick Lisa, all kinds of stuff tomorrow morning. So join us, won't you?
All right, Cat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Stick around for some Weezer, My Chemical Romance, also Foo Fighters, Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Killers, Blink-182, and more. It's all straight ahead right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.